It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper.
Live from Silva, I almost said Silva Webster. Live from Smoky Mountain High School here in Silva, North Carolina. Tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears will take on the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. Along with my partner, Chuck Fiebernetz, Chad Upton here for the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show. Chuck, two teams kind of going in opposite directions now with Smoky Mountain. Kind of having a rough time. They had a big win last week, I believe. But Pisgah turned up the fire a little bit last week. And if last week was Decision Friday, then maybe this is the same thing, because you got to continue rolling now that you got started on such a good foot in a two-way portion of our conference last week.
Well, I think you coined it perfectly. Last week it was Decision Friday. It's more. This week has to be more of a Decision Friday, because here's the situation. Smoky Mountain and Pisgah are playing for something. It's what you do against your two-way competition. And right now, Smoky Mountain is 1-0. Pisgah is 1-0. And the winner of this game goes to 2-0 with one game to go. So you lock yourself, lock yourself into a playoff spot, at least with the number two seed, providing that there's no jumble at the end of the season with, you know, a bunch of one-loss teams and that. But Smoky has to play North Henderson here at the end of the season. We entertain Brevard, but right now this Friday, more of a decision has to be made, because it you know, a team you want to get up in the driver's seat and start driving that vehicle of your own destiny by winning this football game and going 2-0 against 2A competition.
One thing I want to get you caught up, get us caught up on before I forget it, in our injury situation right now.
Well, you know, I mean, we have still, we're missing Dustin Messer. You know, the concussion effect from the Tuscola game. Do not know what the prognostication, you know, what they've got him, you know, the plans for. But, you know, you've got Jesse Anderson that was out on concussion. I see, you know, a couple of kids on crutches. But basically what you've got is we're missing the main player, Dustin Messer. And then, you know, the injuries of Holland were still Levi Holland, the middle linebacker. So other than that, it looks like everybody's back with the exception of Dustin Messer.
Well, and we were in a situation last week. We had a lot of guys sitting around on street clothes and on crutches last week, and we had a big victory. So maybe that'll bode well for us tonight as we get a few more kids back.
Well, and I'm just as I said that, I looked over, and there's 22 in street clothes with his jersey on and no pads playing catch. So Jesse Anderson is out along with Dustin Messer. And again, you got just kind of like a group of people that have their, you know, their street clothes and game jersey on, and so we're going to miss those two. And Jesse had really started to come on strong as a defender. Now Dustin Messer, we're hurt. I mean, you know, we miss that young man. That young man is a player, bona fide, legitimate, hard nosed, rack your head breaking linebacker. This kid can fly to it. But, you know, he took it on the noggin against Tuscola, so he's out, and we just don't know if he's going to come, you know, be able to get clearance to come back anytime soon. But we got to play with him without his services tonight.
One of the big things I thought last week, Chuck, is we had some big stops defensively when we needed them, and we were able to get our offense on track with a huge night. A lot of that coming out of that Wildcat formation in the second half. We were able to put some really good things together last week, the best that we've played all year.
Well, that's, you know, and that was it. We started to see the lights clicked on our offense. We're starting to figure it out. Coach Presley's starting to know who to get the football to, how to do it, who can do what. You know, he has a young team, and also the maturation of the young sophomores, a large group of sophomores and first-time varsity juniors. Okay, so they're still inexperienced kids, and it's a young football team. But we haven't figured it out on defense, and we thought, oh my goodness, you mentioned it several times, whoever may have the ball last will win this football game. But then all of a sudden the turning point was our defense rose to the occasion. Heath Stevens, big time player last week, played outstanding, his best of his career, 12 and a half tackles in that game, made a big stop, we caused the fumble. And we had two defensive stops back to back, and we turned them and capitalized them on the points.
Let's take a quick timeout. Be back with more of the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show in just a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003. 648-1003.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School as we get set tonight for Smoky Mountain and Pisgah. A huge ball game for both of these teams, particularly for Pisgah right now. From our perspective, obviously, Pisgah 2-3 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, a win last week, 2-6 overall. Pisgah can win the next two football games. They will go into the playoffs as a one seed out of this conference, out of the two split division conference, and have a chance to open up a home game in 2 weeks from tonight. Tonight's games, Pisgah at Smoky Mountain here in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, North Henderson at Brevard, Tuscola at East Henderson, and West Henderson at Franklin. Boy, Tuscola does not have an easy matchup tonight. Neither does West Henderson.
Well, and let's talk about the Mountaineers. They have to play at East Flat Rock against the Eagles of East Henderson. Both teams are 4-1 in the conference. If Tuscola can pull that game out and win that game, they go in, they set up a matchup for the regular season finale against Franklin, who's undefeated in the conference, and they can create a share if they beat Franklin at home in the regular season finale at Weatherby Stadium. So that's a huge game. East Henderson, look, you're playing for, you're battling right now. That's for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
You're positioning your team for higher seed right now. And so East Henderson, is having to, they need that win to keep them in the hunt. And then they'll want to hope that Tuscola will beat Franklin to create a three-way logjam. But, Don Kiefer's boys, what they want to do is they want to win that game and go 5-1 in the conference and set up against what probably will be a 6-0 Franklin team, because they're playing West Henderson, the doormat of the conference right now this year. And so it'll be 6-0 Franklin against 5-1 Tuscola, and that would be for the conference title.
Franklin's 9-0 overall, a very good football team out there, not too far from us here tonight. Other games from around the region: Asheville at North Buncombe, Inca at McDowell, Reynolds at Robertson. Let's start right there. Asheville is what it is. You keep thinking maybe Asheville's not as good as they are. All they've done is gone undefeated, 8-0.
Anytime a team can win all their games, you don't care what the scores are or how they do it. Do they win ugly sometimes? They win fantastic another time. They use great athletic abilities. They use power. I mean, Asheville's Asheville. Tremendous football team. Tyson Holloway made the Shrine Bowl, is an outstanding football player, well coached by Danny Wilkins. That's why they're 8-0.
And they've got a great chance of having the number one overall seed in their bracket of the playoffs.
And they're better at home. They've had a couple games where they have had to make a major comeback in, but Asheville right now going up against a 1-8 North Buncombe team, you would expect that Asheville, even though it's on the road and in Weaverville, the Cougars, the Pumas, will win that game easily.
Inca at McDowell. What do you make of McDowell taking Reynolds to overtime last week?
I don't know. I read the story. You and I kept looking at each other thinking that it was a mistake, that they were reporting the game wrong. Then you said it went into overtime, and we were shocked. McDowell having major problems and taking Reynolds into an extra period. So, and Inca has, ever since they took the win and were 4-0, they have just hit downward spiral. So you just don't know. One of those teams going to get feeling good about themselves after about maybe 10:30 tonight.
And Reynolds and Robertson, that's an interesting ball game. I believe that one could very well go down the wire. Both of those teams are 5-3 in the overall. Robertson's 3-1 in the conference. Reynolds is 2-2, but that one could go down to the wire tonight. That game's at Robertson.
Do you know the thing about Robertson and Reynolds, which we played, is they're loaded with juniors. So they're a young football team. Robertson got off to a real good start, 2-0, 3-0, and then all of a sudden hit a two-game stretch where they just kind of stumbled, couldn't do anything well. And then Reynolds played well up through, they started in the conference, and all of a sudden they just hit a skid. And now they're trying to pick back up, and evidence of Reynolds going to McDowell County and having to go overtime against a McDowell football team that you just didn't think that would happen. So That's going to be interesting, and that is being played at Robertson.
It is. Yeah. Hendersonville at Thomas Jefferson High, Madison at Mitchell. Mitchell quietly at 8-1 this year. A very good football team up there. We said that last week.
Yeah, we said that they were a quiet 7-1, and they picked up a win. And, you know, the Mountaineers up there in Bakersfield is doing a fantastic job. They utilize good coaching, and they utilize the talent.
The skill of their kids.
Yeah, they'll run an offense that is tailor-made to their to their kids, and they're not going to sit there and do something because they see it on television. So that's why they're 7-1. Coach Gosnell at Madison, that's a fantastic thing. What's happening with the Patriots at Madison is that they're sitting there, they're in a hunt.
Yeah.
And, they're going to see some playoff. They're going to see some postseason activity.
Mountain Heritage at Avery tonight. Mountain Heritage at 4-4 overall. Avery County at 5-4. Polk County at 0-0 and struggled this year. They're 3-2 in their conference, but they're 3-6 overall.
Well, we're going towards end of the season, and they're 3-6, and we're just shocked that they're 3-6. Yes, they had one of their losses was forfeit because they used an eligible player in the opener, and they had beaten Brevard, but they lost 1-0 to Brevard by the state rules. So, but Owen, legitimately, if even given that win, 4-5, you're sitting there going, Owen, 4-5.
Oh, absolutely. And that's,
this is really a weird, season because, we're sitting here at 2-6. Mm-hmm. Owen sitting at 3-6.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, it's not typical for what you see around here in terms of high school football. Let's take another time out. I'll be back with college football over the weekend in just a moment. This is WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back live with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show. Tomorrow is homecoming at Cullowhee. Cats host the Citadel. Airtime at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on WPTL. The Catamounts will look to take on a Citadel team that, as you said and as we predicted, took Appalachian State to the brink last week.
Well, we said there's that bugaboo for the Mountaineers and a lot of teams that can go down to the Citadel, and they just struggle, and they're lucky to get out of there with a win, and App was in that case. Struggles are still continuing at Western Carolina. A lot of rumors are flying. Hope the Cats can get it together because I really like Coach Dennis Wagner.
Yeah, I do too. And another shot at his program taken in the Asheville Citizen over the week.
And again, it's that, that's fine. And like I say to everybody else, is that, you can point out the problems, help out with the solutions. What are the solutions? Can you imagine what would happen? You got App. Success up in the upper part of the Western North Carolina region. And here in this region, if Western Carolina could turn on the jets, and I mean really turn the program around, what would this area be like with a great Western Carolina football team? That'd be sensational. I mean, that's what you want. You got a place to go, a beautiful campus, a beautiful facility. You can go out to college football, and it's just a drive down there, and it'd be a fun, Saturday, and you can be partaking. The people at App are excited about the program. The people at Western are waiting to get excited about the program.
Well, and I'll say this. I think they played better all year long. I think they've been in some games. I've picked them to win some games that maybe other people haven't picked them to win. They're getting better all the time, and you're right. It's, newspapers, and you're in the newspaper industry, but newspapers, radio, the media all the way around can sit around and criticize and do all those kinds of things all they want to. That isn't a solution, and the reality is over here, and we're not too far away from their campus, it's more difficult to do the things that they want to do to compete in the Southern Conference. That is so difficult to compete in. First of all, you're not in a rural area. You are in a rural area, and it makes it very difficult to recruit and do all the things that you want to be able to do. So, I'll take up for Western a little bit. They've got a little bit different. People can criticize them all they want to. The reality is they've got a different situation than a lot of other people in the Southern Conference.
Well, and again, I go back. We all want our team to do well. I want Weston to do well, just like you. And you take up for them, that's great. And people, when they lobby the criticism, ask them, okay, obviously that's the problem, or that you're legit, that's a legitimate criticism. What's the solution? How do we fix it?
Right.
You know, what do we have to do? Do we have to do a major renovation of the football facilities? Do we have to have an infusion of cash, you know, to run the program? What is it that helps us? You know, do we have to get more of the alumni base back on them? Do we need a coaching change? I would prefer not to address that because, you know, you're going to find, as I said on the radio today on the Wise Guys, what Western's doing is they're asking Dennis Wagner to drive a Pinto and compete against guys who are driving Cadillacs.
I agree. I totally agree. I think that's a great point.
And when you bring in another coach, you're going to ask him to get in that very same Pinto and compete against guys driving the Cadillacs.
I don't think coaching changes are the answer at this point in Colorway. I don't think that makes any difference.
It's always it's the easy change. It's easy to do. Hey, let's make a coaching change, you know? I mean, that's fine. But I looked through the years. Moore had some struggles when he started at Appalachian State. But when App and Wofford played, you know how many years on the sidelines, the head coaches? You had Ayers in there for like 27 years, and Moore was, what, 25?
Right, that's right.
I mean, that's a lot of years.
Absolutely, though. It is.
You know, so that you're talking over 50 years of head coaching experience at one school. Consistency, continuity is the major thing. You know, you jump the gun and knee-jerk reaction is get rid of, you know, the head coach, and then, you know, they're out looking for jobs, and so are you. You're out looking for a coach.
Absolutely. I totally agree. One thing they might want to do is start covering the team. That might be of help in terms of a solution. Let's go down to college BCS top 25 as we go through a little bit. Auburn at LSU. Auburn number 19 at LSU number 1. Does Auburn have a chance to win that game at LSU? I think they might, because LSU is in a lot of trouble in terms of their player personnel right now.
Well, you know, they've got some issues with three of their starters suspended. Two cornerbacks are suspended, Simon and the Honey Badger. And then you got a running back, Ware, that's out suspended for the game. But I don't think it's going to matter. I think Auburn, it gets exposed for the team they are. They don't have a very good defense. You know, look what Clemson did to them. This is in LSU, and this is going to be, you know, a very loud place. And I see LSU putting about, I see it 34, 35 to 10.
Mm. That big.
I don't think Auburn has a chance in it.
Wow. Even with all those changes?
Yep.
Okay. Tennessee at Alabama this weekend. Tennessee, I think that's going to be a difficult, difficult contest. I don't think Tennessee can win that football game at Alabama.
I don't think Tennessee can put points on the board with the backup quarterback. Watching them last week, they struggled immensely on the offensive side of the football. And this is Alabama, who I think is the best football team in the country. I think they're better than LSU. They're the number one. They'll rock your world on the defense. They got the best coach in college football. And they got one of the best fans in Bamatide, who every day eats his breakfast of champions, two little Debbie cakes and a cup of coffee, just like Nick Saban. So you can't go wrong with that fan base. Bamatide's listening to us, and I told him I'd give him a shout out. You know, but when it come time to talk about Alabama, I really believe Alabama's the best football team in the country. That game is, Alabama will score as much points, and Saban set the tempo and the attitude this week when he jumped the press about asking him about, you know, playing Missouri and Missouri. He said, "We got Tennessee."
Yeah.
And so, you know, that mindset's creeping in, right? It's infiltrated throughout the whole Crimson Tide nation. They got Tennessee. They will be focused, and they'll be on their game. And Trent Richardson, they can't stop him.
Yeah.
So I see a big win for Alabama.
I think so, too. Texas Tech at Oklahoma. Number 15, Michigan State. At number 4, Wisconsin. Can Michigan State give them all they want? I think they will.
I think that's going to be a super game. It's, you know, Russell Wilson's doing well. You know, they got two good quarterbacks in the game. They're power football. They're not a lot of speed out there, but they're power football guys, and they do extremely well. Michigan State, I think, has a tremendous defense, and they just took Michigan and just spanked them. I mean, Michigan really couldn't, other than the first drive, they couldn't really do anything. And, you know, I don't know how Michigan State's defense responds without, you know, because they suspended William Goldston yesterday for the game because of the incident with Denard Robinson and the face mask pull and all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, and I have to say that if you're a Michigan fan like I am, I'm a little embarrassed by the Maize and Blue faithful who are whining and crying about that. You know, the fans that do that, we just whining and crying because we got a butt kicked by our rival, in-state rival Michigan State. You know, you got to get a little physical. Hey, you know, if you don't like it,
Exactly. That's exactly right. Air Force at Boise State, Oklahoma State at Missouri, number 22, Washington at number 7, Stanford. That'll be a feature game. The Andrew Luck sweepstakes continue to continue for those teams in the NFL at the bottom of the rack. Is he all that everybody believes that he is?
Yes. I mean, you got NFL teams. It's what's bad luck to get luck.
Yeah.
Down in Miami, yeah. They got a sign that's, bad luck to get luck. You know, Indianapolis.
I think Indianapolis is going to wind up with him, and I think that'll be a very interesting situation because I think Peyton Manning will do the. And I'm way ahead now. Peyton Manning will do the right thing and understand that this is probably who you're going to groom to be your next quarterback in that division. I think it'll be a little different than the Brett Favre, Rodgers deal, though. That's a lot of things have to happen for that to take place. It's fun to speculate on.
Absolutely, but whoever gets him is going to get a special ball player. And, you know, we went through two games real quick, and I think two BCS dreams are going to get shattered tomorrow.
Not Boise.
No, Boise's going to be in it. Wisconsin's going to get beat by Michigan State.
Okay.
All right? Number 6 is going to go down, and when you lose one and you're not in the SEC and you lose one, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay?
I totally agree.
All right, so Wisconsin will have theirs, and I think this game at Missouri, number 4, Oklahoma State goes down in a close one, and Missouri beats Oklahoma State. And I think the Cowboys and the Badgers are going to have their BCS dreams shattered.
Interesting. That'll be interesting to watch. A lot of fun games in the college slate tomorrow. Let's come back in just a moment and talk more about the college slate in just a moment. You're listening to WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School as we get set tonight for these two teams, Smoky Mountain and Pisgah. Big, big matchup for Pisgah. Going through the college slate, some more UNC at Clemson. Thought that Clemson could have their hands full with Carolina. I think Clemson wins that ball game by a couple touchdowns.
Well, they had a scare last week against Maryland, and the defense didn't show up in College Park. So I think Dabo is going to have his the Tigers ready to go, and North Carolina plays good defense. They're just having trouble moving the football right now and putting points on the board. And against Sammy Watkins, tremendous speed. I think Clemson. If Clemson can get up, they're going to pour it on. If they get up early, they're going to pour it on.
Oregon, yeah, go ahead.
Because I just don't think North Carolina has the offensive weapons and firepower to stay with Clemson.
Yeah, I think that's fair, too. Oregon at number 9, 5-1 will take on Colorado. That should be a blowout for Oregon. Arkansas at Ole Miss. Arkansas a heavy favorite now. West Virginia at Syracuse. That game's tonight, I believe.
Yes.
Syracuse is 4-2. They've got an ugly loss against East Carolina at Syracuse. But I think West Virginia wins that one pretty handily tonight.
West Virginia's always had some difficulty up in the Carrier Dome. So, Syracuse, has that mystique up there. The Orange are doing extremely well. I wouldn't be surprised if they... if they got to West Virginia, but doggone West Virginia, the way they played against LSU, they've got some weapons if they can hang tough. But they have always, even under Rich Rod, they had some difficulty up in the Carrier Dome.
Kansas State at Kansas, Nebraska at Minnesota, Boston College at number 16, Virginia Tech, Texas A&M at Iowa State, Georgia Tech at 6-1 takes on Miami. I think that's an interesting ball game at Miami.
Well, I'm looking, look, here's Miami, unranked, 3-3. Georgia Tech suffered their first loss at Virginia, got upset.
Yeah, that was an ugly loss for them.
And the game's down in Coral Gables. And Miami Hurricanes are favored by 3.5 points. That tells me somebody knows something.
Yeah.
And I think Georgia Tech suffers their second loss in that game.
Well, and I'll get to something in just a minute when we talk about Atlanta and Detroit. The same kind of thing might happen there, I hope. Marshall and Houston on Saturday as well. Illinois at Purdue. In the ACC, Wake Forest at Duke. Wake Forest wins tomorrow. They're 5-2. They inch ever so much closer to a bowl bid, and no one thought Wake Forest had a chance of doing that this year.
They're unranked. They're 5-1 right, or 4-1 right now. They're unranked, and they just keep playing.
They've got a tremendous head coach.
Grove is just an outstanding coach. They do what they do. They get the players to fit their system, and they play disciplined football. Grove, that's his MO. That's what his team's DNA is all about. You know, they can't match up against the Alabamas and the LSUs right. and that, but doggone it, that when they play their style of football and hang. And if they can hang in that fourth quarter, they'll find a way to win the football
game.
And
again, put themselves in a position to play ball games. And that's what Wake Forest wants to be able to do. They understand that they're not going to go to the ACC championship game every year. What that program wants and needs to do is be able to go ball games every year. It looks like they're going to have another chance this year. Good for them. NC State at Virginia. Virginia quietly at 4-2. NC State has had its struggles this year. Who do you like in that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you take the Virginia team that played last week against Georgia Tech, I like the Cavaliers.
Yep.
I do think ever since Russell Wilson moved to Wisconsin, the fan base has started a website, you know, to compare the stats of their state's quarterbacks to Russell Wilson's. In other words, what we could have had for us quarterbacking our team this year. And that doesn't bode well for your kid Glennon,
yeah.
You know, who's a good quarterback, but, you know, and we have a Tuscola boy, Tyler Brocious,
yeah.
That's his backup that's getting a lot of PT this year as a redshirt freshman.
Right.
So, you know, but the Glennon kid seems to struggle. Then he has some games, but then he doesn't, when it comes crunch time, he doesn't make the play. So, you know, I'm going to go with the Cavaliers in a close one.
Well, that's a pretty good pick right there. Might be a little bit of an, it would be an upset if that were to happen. In the Southern Conference tomorrow, it's Wofford takes on Furman. Wofford, I think, is the best team in the FCS. They've got one loss to Clemson. That's it. Presbyterian, number one, Georgia Southern. That should be a tough game for Georgia Southern. The Citadel, Western Carolina, again, that'll be on here at 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock is the kickoff on WPTL. Chattanooga, Elon at 3 o'clock, and Samford at Appalachian State. So Samford is 4-2. I don't think they can compete with Appalachian up there. The rest of the games, I think Wofford's a heavy favorite. I think Georgia Southern's a heavy favorite. Chattanooga and Elon's a pretty good game, but those two teams aren't going to really play for anything in terms of falling into the playoffs. So could be just kind of a ho-hum day in the Southern Conference tomorrow. Of course, you never know.
Exactly, and that's why I love Southern Conference football. It's one of my all-time favorites because these kids are playing to go into a postseason playoff system, and I can't wait to the day in the big boy football that we have a playoff structure. And that might come if we ever go to these super conferences, but doggone it, you know, I love the playoff system. I don't like the bowl system. You know, I like kids. When you lose in the postseason, you're done.
I think that there could be a real good chance that there are three teams from the Southern Conference in the FCS playoffs this year.
Wofford,
Georgia Southern, and Appalachian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your small college game of the week, Alma Scotts. They're idle this week, so we won't be broadcast. We won't be covering them. But Wisconsin Whitewater, number one at Wisconsin Oshkosh. Big deal of smaller football up in the Midwest. And Wisconsin Whitewater is one of those teams that's always at the top.
I'm going to tell you something. Wisconsin Whitewater won the national title. And for the last 5 years, they've gone head-to-head with Mountain Union.
Yep, that's right.
Raiders.
I watch that game every year.
I love it. And one day I'm going to take you up there. We're going to go up there when they hold that. And I'm going to get Bama Tide to go with us. It's up in Salem, Virginia.
We're going to go watch
Division III football and the national title game, and we're just going to drive right up to Salem and watch that game.
That's probably football in its purest form.
It
Division
is.
III.
I mean, they're non scholarship. They get financial aid, and they're student athletes, and they got grade point averages, and they got classes and study, and they carry the full load, and they play the game for the pure satisfaction of the love of the game. And it's a wonderful experience to watch Division III football.
Let's take a time out here. Be back in just a moment with the pregame show. Again, Pisgah will take on Smoky Mountain at the bottom of the hour. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003. 648-1003. It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports. Pisgah High School Football is on the air. Join us for Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and color commentator Chuck Fiebernetz, bringing you all the action of Pisgah High School Black Bear Football. Live here on AM 920 and streaming on the World Wide Web at WPTLRadio.net.
National Football League coming up this weekend. Washington at Carolina, Seattle at Cleveland, Atlanta at Detroit, Denver at Miami, San Diego at the Jets, Chicago at Tampa Bay, Houston at Tennessee. Those are the early games. The biggest and most entertaining game I see out of that slate, maybe two games, Chicago, Tampa, and Atlanta at Detroit, could be really good contests.
Well, I think that overall it's just one of those, you talk about ho-hum weekends, you know, come Sunday, there's not a whole lot of big games in the NFL, but an intriguing game is your Falcons against my Lions. Mm. And, my Lions took it on the chin against a very good San Francisco team and Jim Harbaugh. The best thing about it was the handshake or the two coaches going at it. So Harbaugh and Schwartz didn't like each other.
Boy, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I remember we were coming out of the game and we went to eat and I saw that. The Atlanta game last week, coming out and saw that and thought, golly, he didn't care for that reaction too much. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure I would have cared for it too. I mean, he was just, you know, you've got to put everything, your emotions aside for just that moment and understand that that you've got to instill some of that, I don't want to say class, but instill some of that sportsmanship between the two coaches and in the game, and that really didn't happen.
Well, in the NFL, it doesn't matter to me if they're sportsmanship, they're paid to play the game at the highest level and that. And Schwartz, after the game, Harbaugh was just jumping around and just shook his hand too hard, and Schwartz took exception to it. Now, the thing I say to Schwartz is, if you're going to make a run at me, you don't wait for somebody to get in between us. Go ahead and take your best shot. Cooler heads prevailed.
That could have been a lot uglier than what it ended up being.
But Schwartz, I really deep down inside thought Schwartz didn't want anything to do with him. He was waiting for somebody to get in between them.
Atlanta will probably be without Julio Jones again. That means you get a steady dose of Michael Turner. Turner ran for 125 yards and two touchdowns, 140 yards, I believe, actually, and two touchdowns last week. And Detroit's had a rough time stopping the run. I think this is a really good football game.
I do, and I don't know, like I said, I was talking to Coach Jimmy Cleveland before we came on the air, and he was making fun. He was telling the guy, he said, "Now I can tell you, this man's not a bandwagon jumper. This is a true Detroit Lions fan." But I also told him, I said, "Well, I'll talk to you about the Lions in the 14th week. If they're still in the hunt, then I'll, then we'll start singing the praises." But yeah. I've been through, not a lot of times, but I've been through quick starts and all of a sudden, flat finishes. So it will be, I think, the better game on Sunday.
Chicago at Tampa Bay, again, that's an early game. Tampa Bay seems to be pretty good, but you just don't know how good they are yet. They have beaten Atlanta and New Orleans at home so far this year.
Well, and that is true. Tampa Bay, just, Raheem Morris is doing a fantastic job with the Bucs and following Gruden. And then you got Chicago, who just runs the ball extremely well. Cutler seems to be, just a matter matter what mood Cutler seems to be in. And then, but they, you know, Chicago plays fairly good defense, so that ought to be a good old-time Central Division game.
Yeah, I think.
Although it's no longer the Central Division.
The other game we'll watch is Washington and Carolina. That'll be on TV in the local area. Washington is going to start a new quarterback this week against Carolina. Carolina may have a chance to kind of put things back together again after a 1-5 start.
I'm interested to see if Jonathan Crompton starts to elevate his status there. You know, with the quarterback issues that they've got, is I really think by the issues and them bringing him along and taking a practice team player on travel trips and being a part of meetings.
That is a great point.
You know, that there's a point in time that once he gives the coaches enough reason and they feel confident that that kid could do that, I wouldn't be surprised if they activate Jonathan Crompton.
Are you surprised by the move at quarterback this week?
No, not after what Grossman did. 4 interceptions, and it was not even the ball game, and Beck was no better. But, you know, the quarterback, you know, the coach Shanahan came out and said, whoever we put there is going to do the job. Well, he has to say that. Because your quarterback's got to know his man, the main man on that sidelines, has his back and believes in him. You know, but truly, is that Beck, you know, flopped at Miami and had his shot 4 years ago, you know, and then he's now with Washington, and Grossman had his chance in Chicago and he flopped. So you got two quarterbacks that have had, you know, really not a great NFL career. So, no, I'm not surprised at the move, and I'm not surprised at the lackluster performance out of both quarterbacks.
Late games on Sunday, Pittsburgh at Arizona, KC at Oakland, St. Louis at Dallas, Green Bay at Minnesota. Boy, that Green Bay-Minnesota game is probably going to be very ugly.
Well, but Christian Ponder's going to get his first start, the number one draft pick out of Florida State. Don't know if the young man's going to be ready. Donovan McNabb, you know, just has struggled at times. And you know, if I got the horse, Adrian Peterson, in the backfield, you're going to tote that ball about 25 times. I mean, look, you know, careers as a running back are not very long.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm going to utilize you while you're in the league and still can run. And they're very effective when they run the football. They had Detroit beat several weeks ago, and then all of a sudden abandoned the running game, which got them that lead, and went to the pass. Can't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. Late game on Sunday, Indianapolis at New Orleans. New Orleans shouldn't have trouble against Indianapolis. They shouldn't. Indianapolis is 0-6 and by far has had a very, very difficult season so far.
Yeah, a lot of snoozers. I mean, a lot of games you just can't get excited about. The only game, and a lot of people around, you know, are intrigued by the Lions, and so am I, but, you know, I mean, there's only two games, and one of them is the Atlanta at the Detroit game that really excites you about the NFL schedule.
Yeah, it'd be very, very ho-hum unless you get those couple games, if you can find a way to get those couple games.
You could be wearing your Atlanta Falcons jersey.
I will.
You can't wear that. That'd bring them too much luck, man. You gotta look, man, you've had your time and gone to the Super Bowl. Why don't you just give us the win and then you run this?
We went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
We didn't win it yet. I got to get one of those rings first. Baltimore at Jacksonville on Monday night. Baltimore 4-1 and Jacksonville at 1-5. Again, this kind of adds to the ho-hum weekend. Let's take a time out here. We'll come back and talk about this game here tonight in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Are you a parent teaching financial responsibility, or have a child off at college, or maybe you're going on a trip and don't want to deal with the hassle of traveler's checks? WNC Community Credit Union has prepaid debit cards. It's quick, it's easy, and also eliminates the liability of carrying cash. Prepaid debit cards at WNC Community Credit Union, 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville, insured by the NCUA.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home, to major cancer treatments. It's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to medwesthealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Our big black sponsors, Carolina Pond and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also by Bill Clark Nationwide Insurance, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, Jim Bromley, Edward Jones Investments. Remember to kick off every Football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show from 6:30 to 7 every Friday night, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop. Pisgah comes in tonight against the Smoky Mountain football team. Smoky Mountain has wins against Cherokee to open up the season. They beat West Henderson 19-14 and beat Brevard last week 21-14. Other games that they've played, at least recently, had a loss against East Henderson 37-7 and lost to Franklin 42-6. Had a very, very good football game against Tuscola. So they, you know, they can come out here and present some real challenges for Pisgah and I.
Well, they can. They run the football well. They don't pass it well, but they play extremely hard on the defensive side. A gentleman told me early in the year against the Tuscola that they play every down like it's fourth and one. And they tackle extremely well, and they play hard-nosed football. They have two college football coaches that formerly at Western Carolina on the staff here. The head coach and assistant, Coach Briggs, is the assistant. They kind of flopped. His assistant at Western is now the head coach. So they've had some transition. Here's the thing about it. They got these kids, got nothing. Look, you're telling them for the first time in a long time, you're playing for something. If you can beat this game, if you can put forth your best effort, if you can play hard on your own turf, you can go 2-0 against 2A competition in the conference. You put yourself in the driver's seat, you lock yourself up with a possible playoff spot. I mean, come on. You know, this is what you're playing for. And, you know, usually when we come here in the last 10 years, you know, or played Smoky Mountain, they've been out of it. They were out of it halfway through the season. But now they're playing for something.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes this football game very dangerous for Pisgah, but very exciting for both teams, especially Smoky Mountain.
Absolutely. I think that's totally correct in terms of Smoky Mountain's situation right now. As far as Pisgah goes, again, wins against West Henderson 41-7, a loss against Tuscola 2 weeks ago, win last week 47-35. Pisgah wins tonight. They'll have won three of their last four football games.
Well, and I just put that down here. I was just sitting there. In the first five games, Pisgah's 0-5. In the last three games, they're 2-1. They're starting to figure it out on the offensive side. Josh Nolan's starting to play extremely well. The junior's starting to get, you know, he's starting to look back into his old form. We've involved the tight end. We have found a running back. You know, we've had Dustin Messer back there and switching, but, you know, Dustin's a sophomore and Dakota King's a first year varsity player and is only a junior. And we start the second half against North Tennyson, and North Tennyson can't even touch Dakota King. A young kid, about a buck 25, maybe soaking wet, but can absolutely fly. One of the coaches, Coach Brindley, said the best way to describe him, greasy.
Mm-hmm.
The kid just can fly, and he's hard to bring down. He's got that, it's like he's got grease all over him. So we've got skill players playing extremely well. We've got Heath Rowland and Dalton James, and then our playmaker, Matthew Immon, playing extremely well on the offensive side of football. We're starting to block better on the offensive line. And so, as I was saying earlier before we got on the air, it's now the light's gone on, and we are figuring it out on the offensive side of the football. We haven't yet figured it out on the defensive side of the football. That's what concerns me about this. You know, last week we had to make some adjustment, go from a 3-5 because it was a big game, and had to tap the spread offense. You're not going to see a spread offense here against Smoky Mountain, so you got to go back to a more traditional four-man front with three linebackers, and now you're shifting the defense again. And with the light not on yet, and we're not figured out the defensive personnel making all these changes, and our performance is getting better, but it's not to where you want it to be at this time of the year. And then you got to change the defense again.
Yeah.
So you're always making these changes just to survive a game and to pull out a win, and then having to readjust for the next opponent. And pretty soon that catches up to you. So offense is going to be the key for us tonight. Josh Nolan's got to play a lights-out football game because he's really, he's made big passes, but but he's not been consistent in the pass completion ratio. You know, he's completing about 38% of his passes, close to 40% of his passes, and he needs to be up close to 60. So he's really got to connect, and Coach Presley's got to give him opportunities to get that, you know, percentage up. He's got to have them short, quick throws, get them in the rhythm, and then our passing game can light up, and we can start putting some points on the board. And hopefully our defense can figure it out tonight against a team that can run the football. But we're going to have to go up against a defense. I look at one game, and that's the Tuscola game. You know, Smokey went up to Weatherby Stadium and battled Tuscola 21-14.
Yeah.
And we had a 2-point conversion away from beating Tuscola. This is going to be a tight football game. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting right now. And I'm telling my kids in the locker room right now, boy, this is going to be a dogfight. You're going to be in a battle. This is a gang war. You're meeting in an alley, and this is the way you two, you're going to hook it up, and you're going to go at it.
And the mentality for Pisgah tonight has to be the same as it was last week. It's still do or die.
Your back's up against the wall, and the kids responded to that. You know, they got the monkey off their back about Coach's 100th win. And it wasn't big to Coach, but it was big to the players, and that's what it's all about. Coach gets his 100th win, and the kids wanted that for him. So they got that monkey off their back. Again, you're talking about a team that's figured it out on offense, and hopefully this will be the game we can figure it out on defense and roll with some momentum into our regular season finale against Bavada.
One of the things we found last week was that Wildcat offense that seemed to go really well with Dakota. Do you look to see that again this
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely. I mean, you got players. What you do is you jump. They ran a bunch formation to either side. They would put Josh Nolan there, and it would be trips on, you know, what they call a bunch. It's a tight trips right off the tight end, and they put more numbers over there, and they're just letting, telling Dakota, take the snap, get it going, put it in high gear, lay down the RPMs, and find a crack. And when you see a crack, explode through it and keep running. And that's what he did against North, and North had no answer for that. So then what happens is, you know, people don't realize, Dakota can, we didn't see it last week, but Dakota can throw that football. Now all of a sudden you start playing that run and that quarterback sweep out of the Wild Boo, and all of a sudden it's, a pass goes over top, and then a big play happens.
I don't think you can underestimate the impact that Josh has on that particular formation in terms of his ability to block downfield.
Josh is a football player. Look, he's only a junior. But the kid, when we saw him, Josh was downfield blocking. No long run can happen without a downfield block. And Josh was contributing to Dakota's night of 241 yards rushing last week against North Denison because he was blocking downfield. Coach asked him to block. He did it for the team. That's the type of player this kid. He's a warrior. You know, quarterbacks get much maligned. I don't care. I want number one, the kid's a player. He comes to play to win. He's a tremendous, he's got great parents. He's just a kid that wants to win. Now, he doesn't care about his stats. He cares about winning. And so if you ask him to block, he's going to block. You ask him to catch a ball, he's going to catch a football. And that's going to be critical. I think the key for us on defense, though, going back to the defensive side, because Smokey cannot, you know, does not have the penchant to throw the ball well, it's first down. If you can put Smokey in a second and long and third and long, you can. That's to your advantage on the defensive side. So first down plays against Smokey Mountain is going to be critical for us. We do not want them to get 4 and 5 yards of carry and create a second and mid or a second and short. We want them to be in second and long and third and long situations.
One of the points that you brought to my attention with your game notes tonight, I think, is very interesting. The points all the way around is 25 points a game. Since the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference play has started, it's up to 30 points a game. So I think there's a clear definition in terms of your stats that you lay out there that Pisgah has made some improvements on both sides of the football, but particularly on offense.
Well, we played two conference games without Josh Nolan. McKinley Brown came in and did a great job subbing as the junior varsity quarterback coming up to play in his time up there running the offense, and they had to make some adjustments on what they felt he could do better. But, you know, and that's still with, you know, against a good North Henderson team, All you do is point to Tuscola's side of the scoreboard and it says 47 points.
Yeah.
They put 47 points on the road at North Tennyson against the Knights. They figured it out. That's all you have to know. They figured it out. Coach Presley's got it all figured out, what he wants to do, how he wants to attack his opponent. They just got to find the solutions and the answers on the defensive side.
Absolutely. And we'll see what if that's going to be something that comes out here tonight. You got to go against this Blake Smith kid. He's got 713 yards, their best back, you say, since 2008.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is that you got your coaches. I was watching, you know, the Coach Briggs and Coach Napier over at Smoky Mountain doing a fantastic job. You can always tell about a team in pregame warmups. If you watch and watch the team in pregame warmups, they have a lively step. Smoky Mountain had a lively step. You know, they're coming in. They've been told you can win this game. And if you go win this game, you can go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's exciting for kids. There's no more, once the last game, you know, the regular season ends, you're putting your uniform up and talking basketball.
Right.
These kids are now being told, look, you win this, you win four games.
Right.
And then if you win next week, you win five, and you're in the playoffs.
Right.
And you might even host,
yeah,
you know, a first or second round playoff.
Yeah.
You know, if first and maybe a second if you get that far. These kids right now are playing for something. This is going to be an exciting football game.
I think
game.
It is, too. And I like the fact that Smoky Mountain's in the mix a little bit because they've had such a difficult time for so long. You don't want to, and I said this last year and year before, it's not good for anybody when you have teams that don't win any football games. That's not good for the competition. It's not good for that particular high school at all. So you're glad to see Smoky Mountain in the mix a little bit right now, and as is all the teams in the conference, to be frank.
You want meaningful games to be played. Tuscola's over at East Henderson playing a meaningful football game in East Flat Rock. Traditionally, when that happened, we were here or in Canton playing Smoky Mountain in a non, it was just, there was no meaning to it whatsoever. We were just going to play. Kids were looking on the bench. We were going to empty the bench. We were going to play backups. This game was going to get out of hand early. And then we were going to go play either our last regular season game, a couple times we played them at the end of the year. David Presley has played Smoky Mountain 10 times. It's 10-0. The average margin of victory under David Presley has been 35 points a game. That's a big winning margin. However, the last time Smoky beat Pisgah was in 2000. It was 21-14. It was here at Smoky Mountain, and that was the year Pisgah was 2-8.
Right.
How many wins Pisgah got right now? They're 2-6.
Yes.
Don't count the Mustangs.
Though. Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't revert back to that year. Well, I got a feeling that it won't, but certainly an interesting stat to point out. And Smoky Mountain's a little bit different football game, or football team that we've seen just in the last couple of years, and like you said, that's good for them. Smoky Mountain, overall, they've scored 120 points. They've given up 232. In the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, they've scored 67 points and given up 128 points. And again, their best backs got 713 yards. And like you said, they want to run the football and see what they can do there. But the other thing to mention, too, that we haven't mentioned yet, is they had a coaching change very deep into the summer that they had to make a decision and get everybody together and moving in the right direction.
Coach Neil Setzer was the head football coach for the last 3 years. I think it was the last three or last 2 years. Came from Hayesville. I coached against Coach Setzer when he was at North Surrey, and I was the defensive coordinator at Mount Airy. Class act, great guy. Coach wanted to go. He had enough years to retire, wanted to double dip, and wanted to go to Georgia. The school that he went to did not give him the okay until the day before football started. And so he had to take it. This is what he wanted to do. So he ended up resigning, taking the job there. He's coaching down at Georgia. And, you know, and that's his situation. What it left Smoky Mountain was is that you had to take your assistant coaches and promote somebody to a head coach. You had two college coaches sitting there. So, I mean, you really had a nice pool to choose from. You didn't have to go outside and look. Coach Cleveland declared himself a coach for 7 days. That way he didn't have to go and put the job out on the open market. And then after the 7 days, he named his head coach. And then what happened from there, Coach Napert was named, and he had Kent Briggs, who was the head coach at Western Carolina.
Right. That's right.
So they're well coached.
Yeah, they've put themselves in a really good position as far as that stuff goes.
So, you know, it was just that the transition kind of put everybody in bad taste in that. But still, you know, the last 2 and 3 years, Smokies, you know, went winless and won one game. They've won. They've got 3 wins under their belt right now, looking for number 4.
Smoky has won the toss. They've actually done that before the national anthem. They've gone ahead and tossed it here, and Smoky has won the toss, and they will receive the start this football game. Let's take a timeout here. We'll be back with kickoff in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
A-Plus Tire Care in Canton knows you've got a lot on your plate, and that worrying about your life is a lot more important than worrying about your car. At A-Plus Tire Care, you can rely on their technicians to do the job right. From tires to alignment to exhaust work, A-Plus Tire Care does it all. A-Plus Tire Care in Canton, caring for your car one wheel at a time. 21 New Clyde Highway, Canton. 648-7974. 648-7974.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs and half a chicken or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs or the boy howdy. Food's so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
Support for Pisgah Black Bears comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jim Bromley in Canton on Crossroad Hill Road. Edward Jones is a financial services firm exclusively serving individual investors and offering a range of investments including certificates of deposit, stocks, mutual funds, taxable and non-taxable bonds. Additional information is available at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Non-taxable bonds may be subject to state, local, or the alternative minimum tax.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck, a few minutes from the stadium here tonight. Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio, about 8 minutes away now, 5 minutes away actually, before we get started between Pisgah and Smoky Mountain. A huge football game for both of these teams. Pisgah on the way up, a win last week was pivotal in terms of my estimation in trying to get to a position where they could host a home playoff game. A win here tonight and a win next week against Brevard would ensure that, and we'll see what happens as these two teams go full tilt. And just, you know, expect a good football game between these two teams. They probably want to run the football more than anything else.
Well, and that's the DNA of their offense. Smoky Mountain will run the football. We have, in the last three games, we've started to figure it out that we're not going to rely on pass first. We're going to create the run. We're creating matchup problems for defense. What we're doing is we're creating more numbers on one side of the field and getting some people with speed behind those blockers and just finding cracks and crevices. And if a big play happens, it happens like it did at North Tennyson at the beginning of the third quarter. You know, we just all of a sudden through that whole second half, one big play after another. But, this ball's going to be on the ground a lot. You know, now Coach Preston, if they do something weird on defense and he has to go to the pass, he's got Matthew Inman, Heath Rowland, Dalton James, and he's also got Heath Stevens. He's got a core of receivers he can throw to, and he's got a quarterback that I believe is about ready to break loose with a huge game.
Rogers Express Loop, Jukebox Junction Restaurant, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Single Stop Stores, Lee Starnes State Farm Insurance, Martin's Drug Store, and Plus Linen and Tire help bring this game possible here tonight. Remember to kick off every football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe preview show from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday evening, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Both teams have hit the field now. Again, we mentioned just a minute ago that Smoky Mountain has won the toss. They have elected to receive, and they'll move from left to right in front of us towards the west end zone. Pisgah's got a better crowd over tonight than we had last week, so that bodes well. Cool night. Temperatures are going to dip into the 30s later on. We talked about the weather conditions a little bit. It's been soggy down here for the last week or so. Maybe this will make for a little bit faster track as the night wears on in terms of the cool temperatures.
And a thing to keep into, we have a crosswind. Old Glory's over there kind of stiff in the air. So, you know, there's a crosswind. It's a kind of strong wind. So the field, you know, it's going north and south rather than east and west. So that could play into if we ever need field goals or either team tries to go field goals.
McClure has been nothing less than spectacular all year long, kicking into the end zone. And he will start this game off. And a tremendous weapon to have him out there as they start in deep field position and all. And you've got to give a lot of credit. One thing we haven't mentioned yet too much, our special teams play on both sides of the kickoff have been excellent.
I'm at a discotheque, baby.
Twiggy for the honors. Here's the kick. It will be fielded at the 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, a little seam up to about the 24-yard line. And Smoky Mountain will start first down for them.
We called out his name all last week. He, Stevens, broke through the wedge and just missed Michael George on that return right there. I mean, to tell you, if he would have been one step faster, he would have discombobulated him from the blind side.
Homecoming at Colorway tomorrow. Cats host the Citadel. Airtime at 2 o'clock right here on WPTL. Three wings over to the right side. They'll go under center with one set. On first down from the 24-yard line, here's a snap and a give straight ahead. Picks his way, and he's got a hole at the 40-yard line. At the 45-yard line, we give chase and run him out at our 45-yard line. First down, Mustangs.
Nice trap play. What they did was they caught our tackles getting upfield. It's a nice little trip, a trap, and the back ran with a, it's an isolation trap. They lead the fullback through, and he sealed that backside, and all of a sudden, there was plenty of room to run for the young man. We're running a 6-3 defense. We're putting a six-man down front against this I-formation, wing I-formation with three linebackers and creeping up corners. So we pretty much got 11 in the box.
From the 44-yard line, now a pitch out to the right side. Picks his way up, close to first down yardage again, about the 35. So the Mustangs on two run plays have gotten themselves in good field position.
And absolutely. This is what we talked about early in the pregame, was the fact that first down was key for the defense for Pisgah, is creating second and third and long situations, and they haven't done that so far.
Pisgah heavy in the box. Wing to the right side. Now Smokey will operate from the aisles. We'll rush five up front. Snap. Give straight ahead. Now bounces out to the outside, and he'll be tackled at the 32-yard line. It will be a first down down there, tackled by Hunter White and Dalton James.
What Smoky Mountain did was they watched the film of the Tuscola-Pisgah game, because they are they're angle blocking down on our people, and then they're pulling a guard and a tackle and a lead fullback coming out. There's three lead blockers with the back.
10:35, first quarter, no score. Smoky Mountain first down at the Pisgah 33-yard line. Two wings to the right, one set. They'll go under center. Pisgah will rush five.
We'll take five.
And now Pisgah will jump offsides on the hard count.
Went on a long cadence and...
they'll spot him now on the 27-yard line. It'll be first and five for Smokey, just underway first quarter.
Jumped the gun a little bit on a hard count, got inside the neutral zone.
After the penalty, first and five for the Mustangs.
We've seen a lot of that this year.
Yeah, we have. We're just not watching. Again, we haven't, like I said, we haven't figured it out on the defensive side.
Mustangs go eye from the right hash. Gives a head to about the 20. 3-yard line. He'll pick up a good 3.5. It'll be second short now coming up for Smokey.
Everywhere, whatever hole they've got, they are bringing at least two lead blockers in. They're crashing down, trapping, and bringing the trap guy in the hole, or they're, you know, like I said, they're either got a lineman and a fullback leading in. That's a minimum. They got two and three people leading the ball carry.
They're going to mark, they're going to charter, chain this one off and see what they got. They're close to a first down here. And they've got a second down and just a couple inches coming up.
Last two plays that was quite interesting is that we talked about Josh Nolan doing whatever the team asked. They had him at defensive end.
Mm.
I've never seen a quarterback play, put his hand down as a defensive end, angled in on an angle technique.
So he's second about 2 inches here from the 23-yard line. Mustangs running the football well to start off. Again, 9:49 left to play first quarter. There is no score. Smokey's first possession of the game. Pisgah hasn't touched it yet. They'll send a wing to the right side. They'll go I formation. Here's a snap.
gives ahead, first down and more. He sees tackle down at the 18-yard line.
Blake Smith, the ball carrier.
Kyle Bloom on the tackle.
We're just not, I mean, it's, again, it's a repeat of what they've done. They're just picking different holes, and we got multiple lead blockers on this whole situation.
Nothing fancy, is
it? No, it's just, they're just, man, it's, they're men against our men, and right now it's being won at the point of attack by Smoky Mountain.
Wing right. They'll go I formation again. Smoky Mountain only dresses about 17 kids. Here is a pitch out to the left side. Picks his way. Again, up to about the 11-yard line.
Michael George, the ball.
It'll be second down as they go back the other direction.
Tackled by Hunter White and Kyle Bloom.
We'll call it second and four coming up. Kyle Bloom and Hunter White on the tackle for Pizzy.
Again, we're losing leverage on this and also containment. But what the main thing right now is that we've got our defensive linemen getting cut and moved out of the way, and they're standing up at the point of attack.
Offset I formation this time. Now they'll give out to the right side, and boy, he's got a hole, and he's going to get in a touchdown, Smoky Mountain.
Well, that right there was a combination of getting beat at the point of attack and very, very, very poor tackling. You had Matthew Inman, and it looked like Hunter White reaching for the ball instead of, you know, ripping, the, you know, taking the man's legs out from underneath them.
Well, that's one thing that they do well, and they've done it consistently on that drive. 6-0, Smokey.
You know, they've done that without a one third down conversion. That one for one on third down conversions. On that drive.
Snap, spot, kick is blocked. And Matthew Emmon got the block, and a nice job right there. 6-0 is your score, 8:33 left first quarter. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
.33 left to play here, first quarter, 6-0, Smoky Mountain. They score in their first drive, kept it on the ground exclusively, and now they'll kick back to Pisgah, and they pooch kick, trying to keep it away from Inman. Will field and return up to about the 44-yard line, maybe, I believe.
Dalton James.
That was Dalton James on that return.
Getting up, kind of flexing his leg a little bit.
They're not going to kick deep to Inman, are they?
No.
I don't know that I blame them. Heeks Henderson leads Tuscola 3-0 early in that game. 43-yard line, the spot from the right hash. Inman splits to the left side, wing left. We'll go one set and a shotgun. Here's a snap and a pitch to the right side for Inman. He's got to get around the corner, and he does. Inman's got a first down on the end around.
Well, that's a little. He went
to the 36-yard line.
I love it. Love the play call by Coach Presley. A little dipsy do, chickaroo, baby.
Tackled by Trey Fisher.
18 left to play, first quarter. 6-0, Smoky Mountain. Pisgah's got a first down in Smoky Mountain territory at the 46.5-yard line.
First down for the Bears.
Him into the left side. James, wing left. We'll go shotgun again. He'll keep to the 45, 40, 35, out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Josh Nolan gets a late hit call, too. He draws the late hit. So they'll mark this one off.
Nice run out of Josh Nolan, just on that quarterback sweep out of the shotgun. Got around in, sucked the guy in on the corner. They lost contain, and then he just turned it up on the sidelines and realized he did finally. Finally, not taking the guy on, getting out of bounds.
27-yard line is a spot, and that's before they'll mark it off.
or as Coach Kelly says at Oregon to his quarterbacks, get down or get out of bounds. One of the two.
They will mark him at the 12-yard line. Svizzik can pick up another first down here quickly inside the red zone for the Black Bears. 8:09 left to play first quarter, 6-0 Smoke. Keith Rowland splits to the right side. Dakota King back there. They'll go shotgun, and now man in motion is James. Here's the snap. It's the Wildcat again. Here's Dakota King. Dakota well inside the 10 to about the 5-yard line, maybe a little better. It'll be second down.
Great block out of the point of attack by Josh Nolan, the quarterback. Moved into a lead blocker in that time, and also Dalton James, who went in motion to the play side.
We'll call it second two.
Second down from the 5-yard line.
One split receiver to the left side is Inman. James wing to the left. They'll go offset on this time. Gives to Dakota King. Dakota King, not a lot of running room.
Dakota King, the ball carrier.
It'll be third down.
In on that tackle, number 61, Ethan Fortner.
Maybe give him a half yard. It'll be third and 1.5 with 7:11 left in the first.
That looked right at, you know, it was a power high set, and it was an isolation off the tackle, and it looked like it was open, and all of a sudden Smokey closed it down.
Here's a snap and a pitch. Dakota King wants to get to the end zone. Dakota King finds it. It's a touchdown. So with 6:50 left in the first quarter, Pisgah has tied this one up 6-6, pending the extra point. They can go ahead.
Nice toss sweep. Good blocking. Again, we figured it out on the offensive side. We've got to figure it out on the defensive side. Could we be in for a second shootout?
Well, you could very well. It could be another 10-30 game.
You know, when you talk shootouts, you're talking about they're not passing the ball. They're running it right down our throats.
Yeah. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 6:50 left now, first quarter. Pisgah leads it 7-6. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
.650 left to play here, first quarter. Pisgah gets right back on the board. Both teams two possessions, or one possession apiece, and they've scored twice on either side. McClure to kick from the 40. Low. Bounce at the 15, takes a roll. Be picked up at the 10-yard line. 15, 20, 30. He's got the sideline, bounces it back to the middle and down at the 40.
Returned by Michael George.
Don't want to give up the short field.
Well, we don't, and this is that was just too much. It was a bad kick out of Rory, and then it was a very poor kickoff coverage out of our parts because we're coming down, you know, with our helmets real high and standing. They're just kind of pushing you and moving you way out of the way.
44-yard line is the spot from the right hash. Wing to the left. They'll go under center and eye on first down. They tried to hard count us again. Snap. Give a head to their tailback, and he'll be brought down at the 40-yard line. Maybe a pickup of a yard, yard and a half. It'll be second down. Better cut, better containment there.
And that's what we want right there. We want to win first down, put them in second and long and third and long. That's the way you got to play defense. You got to come in and you got to fight off their blocks. Again, they're pulling people. And leading the pull guys, you know, pulling guard, pulling tackle into the hole, followed by a fullback. I mean, you know, you got two lead blockers you got to get rid of.
We'll call it second and nine here. Wing to the right. They'll go I again. This time from the 40-yard line. Play action. Rolls to the right. Looks downfield. Still looking downfield. He's at the 40-yard line, and he'll keep it and run out of bounds at the 45-yard line, and now a flag comes in for a late hit.
We had him bottled up, and Austin White just bad tackling technique.
I agree with you. I know what you're going to say.
Then we compound the problem by hitting the kid out of bounds. Right now on the offensive side, we got our heads in the game. Defensive side, we do not.
After this late hit, that's giving the first down at about the 40. So both teams collecting personal fouls on either side on late hits on the quarterback.
And see, that you got to keep your wits about you, and you got to keep your emotions, you know, contained in that thing. Because if you make the good tackle, you still put them in third and long. Even if you push him out of bounds, he gains a couple yards, it's still third and long. That's not the situation they want to be in.
Wing to the left side, offset eye. From the 40-yard line, we show pressure come from the middle. Here it comes. Snap. Gives straight ahead to the 40, to the 35, 34-yard line.
Blake Smith, the ball carrier.
I watched our defensive line play on this, and our defensive line play, pulling guard comes out on our defensive end, and he just stands there and patty cakes with him instead of blowing him up backwards. And both our, you know, our two down defensive tackles just getting moved wherever they want to go.
We'll call it second and four here. Here, Hahn on that last tackle. I formation again. They'll go under center. One wing to the left side from the right hash mark. And a whistle comes in. And they'll call false start against Smokey here. This will back them up five. Bring up another second long, Chip.
And that's, you want to be in those situations now. We'll take the penalty because it backs them up and puts them in second and long. Puts them, what, second about 10 and a half yards?
Yep. East leads Tuscola 10-0. Robertson 7-0 over Reynolds. Asheville 7-0 over North Buncombe. Here it's second and 11. Snap. Pitch to the left side. Gets out to the outside now. Picks his way back to the middle. And he's got a first down as he'll get all the way up to about the 28-yard line. So after first contact, they're getting a whole lot of yards.
Well, I mean, we're trying to strip the ball away from them and reaching. You know, it's like we stop our feet and we try to reach and pull. We're back to the way we're tackling, you know, at the beginning of the year. This kid's getting you sucked in and bouncing off. I mean, nobody should get that many yards after contact.
26-yard line now. They'll go three set in the backfield on first down. Give to the tailback. And he stood up, but not before he gets to about the 20-yard line. He picks up six. It'll be second and four.
Three Pisgah tacklers, all tackling up around the numbers. Not one went down to the legs.
.426 left to play. First quarter. Pisgah up 7-6. Smoky Mountain driving the football now just outside the red zone. They'll go I. One wing to the right side from the middle of the field. Snap. Gives ahead. He's got a first down and more inside the 10 to the 9-yard line.
There you go, Hunter White. That a boy. Ball carrier came through. Hunter White went and shot his knees and brought him down. Young sophomore, that's textbook tackling, not a web boy.
They're getting to that second level. That makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, but got to make a play. You know, if it comes to you, you got to make the play. Can't get extra yardage off of that, especially down here in the red zone. Hunter White made sure of that by dropping him at the 9. That's a good textbook tackle.
Wing to the right. They'll go high again. Snap. Give. And he's hit in the backfield immediately. Boy. Dalton James back there for the loss.
Brandon Holloway dialed up a double inside linebacker blitz. They shot the A-gap. The nose tackle took care of the center, and they just shot through. And Dalton James took the lead fullback and just blew him up and created the loss on that play. Excellent, you know, dial up by Coach Brandon Holloway on the blitz.
So it'll be second goal from the 10. Wing right eye, tied into the right. Here we come. Snap. Pitch out to the right side. He gets up to about the 4-yard line. So it'll be second and third and goal now from about the 3.
Tackled by Garrett Holland.
.245 left to play first quarter. Smoky Mountains had the football twice. They scored on their first drive. They're knocking on the door here. Pisgah's had the football once, and they scored. They're almost done with this first quarter already. Wing right side, I formation on third down and goal. Snap. Play action. Rolls to the right, looking. Time. Throws. Wide open. Caught. And a touchdown. So with 2:15 left to play, Smoky Mountain comes back, and they've got a lead again.
What they did was they took the split and the wing and moved and ran him and out. It's called almost like, you know, your speed option pass, and then the tight end came on an out pattern, but he was on the inside, on the hashes. And so when a White took the out receiver, our safety did not drop down and take the tight end, and we didn't get there fast enough, and it was wide open.
Snap. Again, the kick is blocked. So it's 12-7 now. Smoky Mountain. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
You're listening to Pisgah High School football on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebenitz from the stadium. First quarter, 2:15 left. Smoky Mountain leads this one 12-7. Smoky has scored on both their possessions. Pisgah has scored on theirs, and they'll set to get the football back. Here's a pooch kick up to the 20, 25, 30. Dakota King, he's got some speed down the sideline. He's going to get it into Smoky Mountain territory at about the 47, 48-yard line. It's a good field position to start this drive.
That's got to hurt your feelings. You're on the kickoff coverage team, and you go down, and all of a sudden you overrun the play, and you start to turn around, and you get on four's tail, and you start to reach down for four, and all of a sudden Dakota King just puts it in an extra gear, and he disappears on you. The poor Smoky Mountain kid's still reaching for him.
Boy, he was in a great spot.
Where'd he go?
Field that, yep.
Boy, he can turn it on real quick.
48-yard line is the spot for Pisgah in Smoky Mountain territory. James has your wing to the left. I formation. No, they'll go Wildcat. Snap. Here's King to the right side. And he gets stood up at about the 45-yard line, so he'll pick up about three and a half. It'll be second down.
Nice lead blocking out of that, out of Josh Nolan.
This is another one of those track fields, but at least we're a little bit closer to the action here than we are in some places.
Man, we needed my binoculars last week at North Henderson because we were a long way away.
They'll go Wildcat again, this time to the left side. King wants to bounce it, and he does, out to the right side. He's got close to first down yardage. He'll be shy about a yard, and a flag comes in late.
Horse collar.
Dakota King, the ball carrier.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He got a hold of his horse, you know, on the back of his collar. Horse collar.
It is. So that will go against Smoky Mountain. That helps Pisgah. 1:55 left, first quarter. 12-7 your score. Smoky leads it. Pisgah with the first down.
inside Smoky territory.
You try to tackle forward. You just tackle any piece of object you can get on him and grab it, whether it be the back of the neck, the face mask, anything, because the kid gets away from you real quick.
So 24-and-a-half-yard line is the spot.
The ball is planted on the 24-yard line.
And a whistle and a timeout smoking. We're caught up, so we'll leave it right here.
Okay, Smoky Mountain High School students and staff welcome you to participate in the Colors for a Cure rally against cancer fundraiser tonight.
College football tonight again. West Virginia at Syracuse. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Other than that, there's not a whole lot going on. Typically, you'd have some NBA preseason games, but there's not going to be an NBA this year. It doesn't look like, Chuck. Boy, they've got a mess, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, I mean, you got the union involved, and they, you know, they can't settle on
this. I don't think they're even close, from what I understand.
You know what tells you why they're not even close? Is because the commissioner canceled the first 2 weeks. In other words, to throw out that volley, we ain't going to play if we keep this up. We better settle this thing.
Do you think that there's as much public pressure on the NBA as there was in the NFL earlier?
No.
I don't think so either. I think that hurts them.
You don't go on strike in the NFL. You take off a large fan base.
Yeah, you would. And the NBA's fixing to do the same thing, I'm afraid. Offset eye formation. Here's a give to Josh Nolan from Dakota King, and Josh Nolan's got big yards. So they continue to run that wildcat. That was a handoff to Josh Nolan.
Absolutely. That's a little wrinkle out of it, and they just switched positions. Dakota State at quarterback. Josh was at his halfback, and they gave the ball to Josh instead of lead blocking with him. So it's just another little wrinkle that gives Smoky Mountain's defense to worry about.
It's second and one.
And that's what you want to be.
Down about the 15-yard line. Franklin leads West 7-0, Madison 7-7 with Mitchell. And your Red Wings have a 1-0 lead at home against the Blue Jackets. Here's a snap. Josh is going to keep. Josh falls ahead close to first down yardage at about the 11-12 yard line.
By the mark, he's passed it by a yard, so he's picked up and we're moving the chains. So we can still pick up a first down without getting a touchdown. We're at about the 12? Ball sitting right on the 12.
It is. So both sides having all kinds of fun running the football.
We haven't thrown the football.
No, and neither have they. No, they have. They have twice. Edmonds splits to the left side. No one out of the shotgun. Kyle Bloom back there as Nolan works on his equipment for just a moment there.
He had to fix his girdle up underneath his football pads. Yes, folks, football players wear girdles.
First and 10. Rolls to the left side, looking, wants to throw, fires. It's going to be incomplete, intended for Inman. I'm not sure he ever had a real good possession of that football before he threw it.
No, he didn't. Ran a little semi-roll to the wide side, left side of the field. Inman ran a deep out, but he prematurely threw the football into the ground.
So it will continue to be now second 10 from the 12-yard line.
But the way we're running the football, you know, that may be, look, even if we incomplete it, we're still running the football. They've got to play that. They've got to honor the pass.
They'll go Wildcat again, Dakota King. Takes a snap off the right side, and he dives ahead for a couple yards. It'll be third and long as the clock rolls here with 27 seconds left in the first quarter. We're down 12-7.
They're really attacking the short side of the field against the Smoky Mountain defense. A lot of runs. They're bunching up the formation and then running the wing that's set on the wide side into the short side to create more blockers. But that time, some seepage on the defensive line from the backside. We didn't see our backside.
It'll be third and 9 when we return at the 12-yard line for Pisgah. Your score after 1, 12-7, Smoky leads it back in a moment.
WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside. At Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fevenus from the stadium. 12-7 is your score after a quarter. Pisgah is driving now. But they've got a third and nine play coming up from the 12-yard line of Smoky Mountain. They'll split two receivers either side. Man in motion now is Inman. Snap. Wants to throw to the left side. He does. Dalton James with the catch. Dalton James tries to pick his way downfield, but can only manage about the five. And it will be fourth down. So decision time for Pisgah.
Going to go for the field goal.
So it will be a left hash spot on this field goal attempt for McClure.
Rory McClure to attempt the field goal.
About a 22, 23-yard field goal attempt for him. Out of the Inman hole. And you're right, either way, we'll have to play some defense one way or the other when we get back on that side. Snap is good, hold is good, the kick on the way, it's got the leg, and it is good. 11:01 left to play here now in the second quarter.
We got a flag, hold on.
Flag on the play.
Oh, it's going to be against them. They rough or run into the kicker?
We'll leave it right here until we can find out the call. The points are on the board at 12:10.
Oh, they run into the kicker because they're looking at the yardage if it's going to be enough for a first down. So you've got a 5-yard mark off where the ball's set. That's 1, 2, 3.
Should be enough.
Four. Boy, I tell you what, they're going to have to measure this. That's what they're checking right now. It's running into the kicker, and they're looking to see if it's going to be enough on a 5-yard mark.
Half the distance to the goal line,
okay,
might be
gotcha,
the situation.
Gotcha.
It will remain fourth down, and they'll call it a personal foul. So that's an automatic first down, Chuck.
Oh. Then why were they looking at that?
I don't know. So that will be half the distance, but an automatic first down, though, and now Pisgah's offense will go back out on the field. We'll have to take the points off the board.
No need. If it's going to be automatic first down, you're going to give the ball up. There's no need to go check the yardage.
Emmons splits to the left side. 12-7 your score. Pisgah has a first and goal now. Offset eye formation. Snap. Pitch to the right side. Dakota brings it back. He's going to have some blocks and some help, and he's drugged down back at the 12-yard line. It'll be second goal from there.
Smoky Mountain's doing a fantastic job on the defensive side in pursuing the ball, but it's the key to Smoky Mountain's defense is they're taking proper angles to get to the ball carrier. They're not running to the ball carrier. They're running to where the ball carrier is going.
Yeah.
Tremendous coaching, great coaching job out of Smoky Mountain's staff on this defensive side, teaching them the proper fundamentals, pursuing the ball carrier, going to where he's trying to go.
Inman to the left side, offset I formation for Pisgah, two wings. Quick hitter, straight ahead to Bloom. Bloom to about the six, so it'll be third down again and goal from there.
Kyle Bloom, the ball carrier.
Boom, run so hard. Initial contact around the 9-yard line and just took the man, and with help coming from Smoky Mountain's defenders, carried him to the 6-yard line.
9:50 left to play, second quarter.
And Bloom does runs behind his pad so well.
So it's third and six. Bloom gets the call. And he'll get to about the 2.5-yard line. So we'll see what we want to do again.
Kyle
Bloom's got it to the 3.
Tackled by Hunter Gass.
And Pisgah looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down. They will.
Fourth and goal from the 3-yard line.
Same sort of situation as we had just a moment ago. But now we're going to go for it on offense. Emmons splits to the left side. Wing to the right side. Bloom back there with Dakota King. Here's a pitch to King. King in trouble. And he'll go down.
They had that sniffed out right from the get-go. They shot that outside linebacker outside, and that toss sweep just ran right into that blitzing outside linebacker, and we couldn't get the fit on him.
So now they'll spot the ball at the 6-yard line. Smoky Mountain goes back on offense. A big stop for them defensively. Because his defense is going to have to come up with something here. They'll go I formation, wing to the right side. Gives straight ahead. Not a whole lot of running room. He'll get through a couple tackles up to about the 10 and a half. It'll be second down. Second six, I believe, coming up now.
There was no pull. You can't pull down here the way they've been running the football. Is that you're going to have to go straight on man blocking. It's just your men against their men. And you got to get gap penetrate. You got to penetrate, and you got to seal each gap.
Wing to the left side. They'll go offset eye. Wing to the right side. They'll give ahead to the tailback. He's got first down yardage and breaks it out to the outside before he's almost stripped of the football. At the 27-yard line, Emma was trying to go for the strip, but you're right. We're doing a lot of that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing it. We're not getting it. And the guy, while we're stripping it, he made contact with him at the 20-yard line. The ball's placed at the 27. I mean, it's just a horrendous job of tackling out of the Pisgah Black Bear defense.
27-yard line is a spot. Smoky Mountain first down, still in their territory. 8 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Wing to the right side. Offset eye now this time for them. On first down. Fakes the give. He fumbles the football. Smoky Mountain's going to recover. They'll lose a yard on the first fumble of the night. But they recover. It'll be second down.
I've seen exactly what is happening here. Our defensive tackles are coming into the inside of the pulling people. If they got a guard and tackle pulling their way and they start up, they're jumping to the inside instead of the outside. They're losing containment.
I formation, wing to the right. Pitch to the right side. And brought down at the 30-yard line. He'll pick up 2 yards on the play. It'll be third and 8 coming up. So Smokies, we got them in a good position in terms of downage here.
Downage. We haven't played the pass in 2 weeks. I mean, thus far is that they've only thrown the ball twice or attempted one pass. But, you know, they attempted two and the guy ran out of the pocket and ended up making a rush out of it, and we got a 15-yard penalty with it.
Asheville leads North Buncombe 14-0. Robertson 14-3 over Reynolds. Reynolds has struggled the last 2 weeks. Two wings to the right. Two receivers to the right. One to the left. Snap. Wants to throw. Flag comes down. Tipped and it's going to be caught at the 32-yard line, and we'll check the flag. Might be a shift. It is a shift call against Smoky Mountain. So this will back him up even further on third down.
One of the backs, I didn't see it.
Do you decline this penalty?
Yeah, I do. It puts them in a fourth down. They'll punt the ball away.
I would think so, back here at the 32-yard line.
This is a no-brainer. Put them in fourth and about five, maybe five and a half. They're going to punt the ball.
And they will sit on their punt unit. So Pisgah will get the football back. A better defensive stop by the Black Bears right there.
Good job.
6:18 left to play second quarter. Pisgah down 12-7.
But the key on that defensive drive is when they got first down, they did not give up the big play on first down.
Right.
They put them in second and long. Then it created a third and long, and that's where you want to put Smokey in this situation.
Emmons set to return this kick. Snap. Punt. Well off to the right side. It'll take a hop for Smokey Mountain to be down at about the 38-yard line. The second time out here, back in a moment, 12-7, your score. Smokey leads at WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah, of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In Waynesville, your State Farm agent is Lee Starnes at 38 South Main Street. For information, phone 456-9471.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
On first down, Josh Nolan carries for a pickup of 6 to about the 44-yard line. It'll be second four coming up. 5:28 left to play second quarter. Pisgah down 12-7 here. We'll go wing to the right side. Now two split receivers either side out of the shotgun. Snap. Wants to throw. Looking. Time. Throws. It's tipped and incomplete. Right into a linebacker's hands right there. It'll be third down.
That was almost a pick six. Thing that I haven't seen in a long time is that Smokey has decided they're going to play a little man coverage. That time they walked up everybody inside the box, and then right before the snap broke back out and ran a cover two with man on the outside.
Two receivers to the left, bunch of three to the right side. Now man in motion. Here's that jet sweep to Inman. Inman at the 45, Inman at the 50. Inman has got first down yardage to the 46-yard line.
Matthew Inman, the ball carrier.
That'll stop the clock to move the chains with 5:01 left.
I like that jet sweep, especially with Matthew Inman running it. The young man has a nose for picking up holes. Gets got a lot of speed, got around the corner, and then started looking to pick up that first down. And, you know, he doesn't just run into the defenders. He's elusive, too. He's cutting and moving, and he always looks to cut back to the middle. With the defense running hard to the outside, you cut back, you can pick up extra yards.
They bunch receivers two and two to either side. Now man in motion again. Snap. And Josh Nolan will carry for a loss of a yard after the ball was dropped.
Yeah, that was going to go to Inman, or may have been an option the opposite way, but Josh dropped the snap back.
So it's second 12.
And he just had to pick up some yardage to get close to the line of scrimmage. But a host of Mustangs, or as we should say, a corral of Mustangs. Bunch of Mustangs together. Is that a corral?
It is a corral. One receiver to the right side, two to the left side.
My man, Mr. McDonald, told me it's
two either way. And a whistle.
Coach didn't like the call against the defense in this situation.
We'll take a timeout, too. 12-7 left to play here. 3:58 in the second quarter. Smokey leads it. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, restaurant and soda shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
second 11 coming up for the Black Bears. Two receivers either side, one set. He wants to throw. Swings one out to the left side. Emmons got the catch. Emmons is tripped up at about the 41-yard line. It'll be third down. Brevard leads North Henderson 14-7. And East Henderson leads Tuscola 17-7. Here it's 3rd and 7 with 3:35 left to play. Second quarter, Pisgah down 12-7. One receiver, two receivers to the right side. It's Rowan and James. Emmons splits to the left side. Snap. Quarterback keeper straight ahead and not enough there to the 39-yard line. It'll be fourth down.
Josh Nolan on the keeper. Tackled by Trey Fisher and Ethan Fortman.
So what do you make of this right now, Chuck?
Well, we're trying to solve. This is a great game plan out of Smoky Mountain on the defensive side. They're moving secondary all over the place, really giving Josh Nolan a lot of looks when he tries to attempt to throw the football. All they're trying, you know, all they're doing is throwing the stick route, little swing patterns to the wide receivers. We've now not been stopped. They stopped the run.
Josh wants to throw. He does. It's a bullet. And he's got a first down. But the ball comes out, and it's picked up by Pisgah now at the 27-yard line. Should be a first down coming up for the Big Black.
Dalton James caught the ball at the 35 for first down and took two steps backwards to avoid the runner. Poor job out of Dalton James. Never go backwards and pay for the same real estate that you just got. Then he was fortunate enough to duck underneath the tackle, pick up some yardage, lost the football, and we pick up a first down.
27.5-yard line is the spot just inside the right hash mark. Plenty of time here now, 2:20 left. In the second quarter, Pisgah down 12-7.
But I love the pass because it's a short little direct route.
Jet sweep to James, and he fumbles the football, and Smoky Mountain's got it. The exchange winner, Ryan Smokey, gets it back now with 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Now spot him at the 31-yard line.
Boy, that hurts with 2:08 left before halftime, not being able to put that ball and punch it in and get a lead.
Two receivers left for Smokey. One. Tight end right, and they'll go I formation. No hand straight ahead. He picks his way for a first down and more to about the 47-yard line. They'll move the chains.
And Blake Smith's a good running back. He's not a big kid. Yet when you make a tackle and make first contact at the 41, and he just takes three Black Bears who are wrapped up around his waist and shoulder pads all the way to the 47, he's running them with his legs. Bring his, you know, get the legs, get the knees.
Two receivers out to the right side again, I formation. They'll give it to him again. He's still doing his thing as he picks up to midfield. It'll be a second and sixth play coming up now with 1:35 left to play.
Good tackle out of Matthew Emmon. Got them legs. The kick couldn't go anywhere. Emmon coming up from his cornerback spot off of that wide iso off the, probably the C gap.
Two receivers to the right side. I formation again. Man in motion back to the formation. They'll pitch to the right side. And we get out there and stop him shy of the first down. After a pickup to about the 46-yard line.
15-yard penalty. Oh, what are we doing?
There's a flag on the other side of the field as they continue to play. And that will go against us. So first down coming up for Smoky Mountain. 1:02 left to play here in the second quarter.
Timeout Mustangs.
Asheville leads North Buncombe 21-0. Robertson 20-3 over Reynolds. And a timeout on the field. We'll take one here as well. 102 left to play. Second quarter, 12-7 Smoky Mountain. Back in a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending. But we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fieberman's here. First and 10 for Smoky Mountain from the 31-yard line. Pisgah gave them the football back on a fumble. They've got one timeout left in a minute and 2 seconds to try to do something with it. They'll got two receivers out to the left, and they'll go high. Pitch to the left side. He wants to throw it. He wants to throw it. Looks downfield. It's got a man down there. It's going to be caught. No, they're going to rule it incomplete. They're going to rule it incomplete. He almost made the catch on his shoulder.
Great effort out of that young man. That was a halfback option. There's a penalty.
Where do you see the flag?
With a white hat, I didn't see the flag. Maybe he was just saying it was incomplete.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be second down.
White hat was back here, and all I saw was the hand going backwards. Thought he had made a play call.
So it'll be second down. Yeah, he almost made a really brilliant catch down there. Mm. 32-yard line is a spot. Two receivers to the left side. They'll go I. Snap. Delayed give to the left side. Plenty of running room right there as he gets up to about the 25-yard line. That was a slow developing play. But he had that whole left side sealed off. And a timeout for Smoky Mountain. We'll take one down the line as well. 12-7 left, or 12-7 your score. Smoky leads it with 39.8 left in the second quarter. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Before you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos, might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, biscuit, a baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
.8 seconds left here in the second quarter. Smoky Mountain has a third and 6th play coming up. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Snap, back to pass, looking. He's got time. Loads up, throws downfield. He's got receivers wide open, and it's caught. Smoky Mountain.
They ran a
attacks
double
on 6.
They ran a double hitch and go. They stuttered it, and when they ran the stutter seam route, our guy just didn't, and they went right by him. We can't cover a pass. We can't tackle right now.
Mustangs will go for two after missing two extra points. Your score is 18-7 now. As they've got 19 seconds left on the play clock, and they've got to get something out there. Two receivers to the right side, two to the left side. As we'll stay out there on defense. Flag comes in. Left side throws. Incomplete. We'll check the flags on either side.
Flag on its way.
Both sidelines have flags on.
Because he was there.
and it will be a false start against Smoky Mountain. That will decline that. So with 31.4 left, 18-7, your new score. Smoky leads it. Back in just a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football. .4 seconds left after the turnover by Pisgah. Smoky Mountain scores. It's 18-7. And that turnover led to 6 points at a critical time of the game, really. Smoky Mountain set to kick it back. Not a lot of time left on the clock to do much with it either. There's a little pooch kick. He'll be picked up at the 40-yard line. They're going to mark him down there. So Austin Wyke had a knee on the ground when he picked that up, and then he'll be ruled down. Actually marked back at the 37. East Henderson leads Tuscola now 24-7. College football, no score between West Virginia and Syracuse. So Black Bear football, first and 10 now from the 37. 27.8 seconds left before halftime. Two receivers to the right side, two, three to the left side. Two to the left side. And a whistle. And another officials meeting. Seems like we've had more of this year than I recall, too.
What they need to do is put 31.4 seconds on the clock, because he was down. There was 31.4 when the kickoff, and if he fielded it, and he ran off 4 seconds, but he...
Right.
They got to put the time back on the
clock. So the linesman comes all the way over here, and they're having a discussion about the clock, I believe. We'll see.
31.4. They're giving us 4/10 of a second. We'll take it.
He could have just used his microphone and done that.
I tell you, we heard that from the field, didn't we?
So they're trying to get the play clock right. And everybody in the stands has their input.
How's that? Okay.
Armchair quarterbacks everywhere, ain't they?
Two receivers to the left side, to the right side. One set, back to pass, looking, swings one to the left side, incomplete. Dakota King, the intended receiver.
Pass intended for Dakota King, falls incomplete. Second and 10 on the 37 half line.
Boy, they had that sniffed out.
Boy, they did. We haven't taken a lot of shots downfield.
Everything's been out to the flats and everything, and we haven't. You know, we're going to have to start putting the ball in the middle of the field and go vertical.
Two receivers either side again on second and 10. Josh Nolan keeps at the 40, 45, 50-yard line, 45-yard line, and that will stop the clock. Pisgah has one timeout remaining. With 19 seconds left, they'll stop the clock to move the chain. Try to get into field goal range at the very least. Syracuse leads West Virginia 7-0, 4:15 left in the first quarter. At the Carrier Dome in New York, Pisgah will use their final timeout. And we'll keep it right here. What kind of adjustments you need to make at halftime, Coach?
You gotta address your defensive issues first. Most important, you gotta be able to get exactly. It's nothing fancy. It's isolation, and it's straight isolation with a one fullback. They'll pull a guard, or they'll pull two guys, guard and tackle, with the fullback. And you've got to address that issue about the tackles and the defensive ends. Taking that down, you know, taking that in and keeping containment. Two, you got to talk about the leverage. You got to keep leverage. You got to stay lower. You got to fire off and get into a gap and maintain it. Don't take the inside gap. Allow that for the, you know, the backer and your teammate. Do your job. The second, you know, the third thing is you got to address the secondary issues. You know, I mean, what little they've thrown, we haven't even covered the first receiver. You know, it's all right to be in the hip pocket, but I might go man coverage on the wideout. And offensively, we just got to keep, you know, got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot.
Back to pass from the 45-yard line, all kinds of time, deep downfield, and it's going to be picked off at the 10-yard line. Smokey gets it back at the about the 4 with 8.7 seconds left. So everything going right for Smokey right now. 18-7 your score.
Well, we took a shot vertical down the middle of the field when they were in prevent defense. They had the two. They were playing a cover two, and the two safeties were back on the hashes, and they lined up almost 20 yards from the line of scrimmage and just kept backing up.
So with 8.7 seconds left, Smokey intent to run it. They run a quarterback sneak all the way up to the 15-yard line. That was just made to
Drew Londo on the keeper.
Run out some time, and they just about broke that. That'll give them a first down at the 25-yard line.
Mustang, first down.
And that will do it for the first half. Your score, Smokey Mountain leads it 18-7. Back in just a moment with the Halftime Show. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence. Our passion.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Carolina! Chip. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Now back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School. Pisgah down 18-7. Scores from around the region. East Henderson leads Tuscola 30-7. Mitchell 28-7 over Madison.
Brevard 14-10 over North Henderson. And those are the latest scores that we have for you at halftime. Got a lot of work to do to try to fix things up here.
I'll tell you what, may have been the ugliest half of the year. I mean, it just nothing fancy. Smoky Mountain's just running the football with great success inside the tackles. They're converting third downs. They're 3-for-4 on third down conversions. We're only 1-for-4. We're not been able to take shots downfield in our passing game. And once we got through the first series, Smoky made adjustments on the defensive line and used the linebackers and just kept no penetration into the second level by our blockers. So they made great adjustments on the defensive side, making sure the guys up top don't know what they're running from a secondary standpoint. They're running some blitz packages with great success. So we've got to figure ourselves out what we're going to do in the second half, and we're just going to have to go aggressively on the offensive side and get. But we're playing without a sense of urgency.
Yeah,
and that's what happens when you play a team that you've been 10-0. You're 10-0 since 2000.
Got to play a little bit desperate, don't you?
Yeah, and you got to get aggressive out there and defensively, we're just not in the ball game. They are physically whipping us. We're taking proper improper techniques. We're taking inside routes in the gaps on the pull people. So we're not taking on pulling, but they are doing a wonderful job. The package that they're running is pulling guards and tackles and lead fullbacks. So three guys at the most, sometimes two, but there's always two and three guys coming up into the line, and that back, Blake Smith is getting right in behind them.
What do you make of the offense right now?
Once we got through the first series, I thought, okay, this is going to be a shootout. And then all of a sudden, we shot ourselves in the foot. We needed that drive, with 2:08, we fumbled the ball away. So we shot ourselves in the foot a number of times. We're getting really dumb penalties. We've gotten 2 15-yard penalties that would have put them in third and long situations that gave them first downs. So, bottom line is we're just not doing, you can look at the numbers, too. When you start looking at Smoky Mountain, on the offensive side, they've rushed for 180 yards and only thrown for 34 yards.
Right.
They're very efficient. They're 2-for-3. The quarterback is 2-for-2 for 34 yards. They tried that halfback option pass late in the second quarter. But, we have an opportunity here because we can put points on the board. We have a kicker, and we can take the lead with two scores.
Right.
And the thing is they have kicking issues. So, they scored twice and only have 18 points.
Right.
We, on the other hand, are only 92 yards rushing the football and only 16 yards passing. Mm. This is the fourth game where we've just not been a very effective passing game.
Right.
And it's a lot has to do with teams know what Pisgah is going to do when they want to throw the football. And they cover the flanks, the outside, outer thirds, and they just throw bodies in there and just wait for that ball to be thrown. And the middle is open. So in situations where they're playing the outer thirds, you got to get somebody up into the middle of the thirds and maybe, curls and just start getting your quarterback into a rhythm. Running the football, they've answered. Now, look, after the first series, they figured out how they were going to do it with Dakota King and out of the Wildcat formation. So now you've got to figure out what you got to counter that with. If you line up in a Wildcat formation, you've got some counter plays that you're going to have to do. Okay? And a lot of times, as you lean them over, you get them to flood, you move motion to one side, and then you run the play the opposite way.
Right.
Just to keep them honest, maybe not for a big play, but we're going to do this a couple times, so we're going to have to get a little creative. But overall, you have to address the issues on the defensive side of the football. And the number one thing I'm going to address if I'm inside the locker room is tackling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about tackling. Because, Smoky Mountain's getting yards after contact. They're getting 5, 6, and 7 yards on most times. After contact is made because we got guys tackling waist, numbers, and shoulder pads. And we got too many guys trying to strip balls out of there, forego that. Smack them. hit them so hard that they drop the football. Don't, you know, we're, it's not being successful. And while we're trying to strip balls, they're picking up 5, 6, and 7 extra yards.
Let's take a time out here. Be back with more in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Jones Body Shop and Service Center is the one stop to keep your vehicles looking good and running well. There's expert body work from frame straightening to collision repair, restoration, and a deep gleaming paint job. Jones Body Shop prides themselves in satisfied customers for mechanical work. They handle all minor mechanical repairs. Discuss your need with Jimmy Jones or Jason Jones at Jones Body Shop and Service Center, New Clyde Highway, Canton. Call 648-8304.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
I'm often asked, what is a credit union? Well, a credit union is a financial institution with all standard services like loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, online banking, and so forth, where you as an account holder are the owner and you personally receive a monthly dividend. Sounds good, doesn't it? Come by and see us at WNC Community Credit Union at 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville. We are insured by the NCUA.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Insurance.
Accidents happen. You just never expect them to happen to you. That's why Nationwide Insurance, the leading insurance provider in North Carolina, offers accident forgiveness. Nationwide is on your side.
To learn more about accident forgiveness from Nationwide or get a free quote, call Bill Clark, 648-1009, 167 Park Street, Canton.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Accident forgiveness is an optional feature.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Our sponsors tonight include Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, Riverview Farm and Garden Center, and Bill Clark Nationwide Insurance. Also by our Big Black lead sponsors, Midwest Haywood, Carolina Pond and Gun, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Again, scores from around the area. East Henderson leads Tuscola 30-7. It's Mitchell 28-7 over Madison, and Brevard leads North Henderson 14-10. Those are the latest scores that we have for you so far tonight.
Those are two scores I'm shocked at. I'm not shocked that East Henderson's in the lead. I'm just shocked at the score of 30-7. You know, East Henderson's a good football team, but you know, I just thought Tuscola had a better defense. That, you know, but we don't know what had taken place. It could be, you know, a lot of things. Remember, East Henderson opened up with that trick play and scored real quick on that. But Brevard ahead of North Henderson, 14-10.
Yeah, it's. That continues on with the crazy stuff that we've seen all year long with these two teams.
You know, right now,
or with all these teams in the conference, excuse me.
Right, and right now Smoky Mountain sitting in their locker room just as happy. I mean, they're excited now. You don't want that's a thing that you're worried about as a coach, is that you're sitting there knowing that those kids came in probably believing, half believing their coaches, they could win this game. That if you did what they did, you know, coach is supposed to say that, you know. They're in that locker room going, coach is right.
Right.
We can beat these guys.
Yeah.
Coach is right.
Yeah.
And so they're coming out jacked. Only good thing so far, we get the football to start the third quarter.
Well, hopefully we'll make some, you know, I've watched a lot of these games for a long time, and we've, particularly in David Presley era, have made some good adjustments at halftime. Certainly, hopefully, he'll have some adjustments for us this half.
Well,
because things aren't going real well. I mean, you're only down by 11, but nevertheless, it feels like a lot more than that right now.
And we're having trouble getting started. We had trouble getting started against Tuscola. I mean, that was a miserable first half. Now, and I said that this may have been one of the worst first halves we played. No, the Tuscola first half was the worst. We had a very rocky and slow start, did a lot of bad things in the first half against North Henderson.
But in both the Tuscola and the North Tennessee game, our second half is when we turned it on, and I mean, we came out like gangbusters. So if the MO and the DNA and all that stuff's still in there, then the kids are going to come out in the second half. They're going to play well. Coach Presley, you know, will do at halftime what he has to do to get these kids ready to go, because they're playing to get themselves in that driver's seat. You want to be 2-0 going into the season finale against 2A teams in the conference. You're playing for a number one top seed, and I'm stunned at the score, but we have contributed to it.
Yeah.
So we have to fix it, and then come out and play with a. We're not playing with intensity. We're not playing with passion. We don't have a sense of urgency about us. But now with 24 minutes left in this, in this football game, maybe we'll now get that sense of urgency. And, sometimes teams need that coach to go nuts.
Yeah.
It's just
a show display of emotion. Yeah.
You come in and you just tear down the walls and the wall hangings and the pictures in the locker room, and you're going nuts. And sometimes teams need that.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But that gets a little old. You can't do that every week and week out, week in and week out.
Because it doesn't have the same kind of impact.
Right.
Let's take our last time out. Be back with the second half in just a moment. This is WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Disc can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School, 18-7 is your score. Smoky leads it. At halftime, college football, Syracuse leads West Virginia 7-3. And we've caught you up on those high school scores just a minute ago. East Henderson 30-7 over Tuscola. Mitchell 28-7 over Madison. Brevard 14-10 over North Henderson. East Henderson having a field day right now, it looks like, over at Tuscola. Brevard 14-10 over North Henderson is another interesting score, and we'll keep you up to date on all those scores as we go through the night. Got to make some adjustments. Got to go out there and do some different things right now on both sides of the football, because you're not playing very well right now.
And that will be interesting to see what adjustments. I go back a week at halftime. We said the same thing. We got to make some adjustments. And all of a sudden we came out and saw this Wildcat formation and with great success, boom, and it just put North Tennessee back on their heels. I believe you can regain momentum. Clearly, it's in Smoky Mountain's hands right now with an 18-7 lead and two quarters left to go. But if you can punch this opening, you know, possession in of the third quarter in for a touchdown and get the extra point, you're 18-14. A touchdown and no extra point can get you.
I think those extra point misses back there earlier could bode very, very, very big as we go through the night game.
And so but the point is that at North Tennyson, we did not expect the Wildcat formation. And that was a really neat adjustment Coach Presley and the staff made at halftime in Edneyville. But it's going to be interesting to see what he does here against what Smoky Mountain's now doing to them, because they're locking up with seven guys in the box and they're playing run and they're taking proper angles. I mean, they're well coached now.
Right.
Not very athletic, but they're well coached and they're doing things that you want. And when they make tackles, they're making they're coming with some force on their tackles. It's going to be interesting to see how Coach attacks this. If he doesn't attack it right away, he may say, look, we were successful in our first drive running this. This is what we're going to do. We're going to punch it down and we're going to score. We're going to get a down by only four. But we're going to regain that momentum.
A bit of good news I want to mention. JV team finished up. I assume they finished up last night, unless there's another game this weekend. I don't believe that there is, but I think they finished 7-2 and had a great season.
7-2, won the 2A portion of the conference.
They only gave up 25 yards of offense against Smoky Mountain last night. 25
wow.
total yards of offense.
Wow. We could have used that kind of effort tonight.
Absolutely, you could have. Still might get it. We'll look for it. Both teams head to their sidelines now.
And we know they're not kicking to Emmon. They don't want anything to do with Matthew Emmon running kickoffs back, so they're squibbing the ball. So it'd be interesting to see if they make any adjustments on their kickoff team, putting some ball carriers up front on those front lines to get those squibbers. And then getting some speed, like the coach. But you know, wouldn't that be neat if all of a sudden, right before the kick, you see Emmon, number five, up on the front line?
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of back, put
yeah.
Dakota King back and put Emmon
yeah.
up there?
Yeah. On the second or third line.
Yeah,
that might be a good idea.
Hey, just kick it right to him.
Ashley's North Buckham 21-0. Mitchell 28-7 over Madison. Murphy 20-7. 20-0 over Haysville. Mountain Heritage 26-21 over Avery. And Franklin leads West Henderson now 35-0. Franklin is untracked. Here's the kick. Short. Goodlett wants it. He'll pick it up. Maybe for about 5 yards before he's shoved out at about the 30-yard line. Pisgah will start their next drive from right there. Just underway, third quarter. Pisgah down 18-7 here.
I was waiting for that because we have this big hole on right behind our second wave of blockers on our kickoff, and I was waiting for them to just kind of pooch it down in there, and that's exactly what they did.
Big offensive possession for Pisgah if they want to try to get back into this, at least emotionally. A spotted 30-yard line from the left hash. They'll go shotgun. Dakota gets the carry. Dakota met by a lineman right there to about the 34-yard line. He picks up about four. It'll be second and six.
Out goes Dakota. In comes a lead blocker. It looks like it's going to be Kyle Bloom, so they may be going looking for the I formation here. No, Bloom is in the backfield out of the shotgun.
Two wings, double tight set. Josh will keep to about the 35-yard line. So now it's third and about five coming up.
Tackled by Ethan Fortner and Tom Pawlowski.
The Smoky Mountain player slow to get up. And they'll need time for him, an official timeout. They'll take that to get him off the field. Just underway, third quarter, 18-7. Smoky Mountain leads it. Pisgah football with third and five here from the 35-yard line. Chad Upton, Chuck Freeman, it's from the stadium here in Silva. Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio tonight. coffee was good. You did a good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's third and five.
Snap. Dakota King gets the quick snap. Dakota King wants first down yardage, and he's going to be shy as he's tackled about the 37.5 yard line. So it'll be fourth down now. Off that Wildcat.
Tackled by Tom Pulaski and Trevor Baldwin.
McClure will come on the punt.
Not the start we needed.
Kept it all on the ground right there. You don't think they try something funny right here, do you?
No.
Here's the snap. Punt is away. And it'll take a Pisgah hop to about the 20-yard line, and it'll be down right there. Smoky Mountain goes back on offense with 9:50 left to play here. Third quarter, they've got an 18-7 lead.
The ball is spotted on the 20-yard line where the Mustangs will take over.
Double play defense right here. I think it leads McDowell 21-14.
Now, we had a lot of success where we ran the blitz package. We ran some blitz package and got our linebackers up in some penetrations inside the A-gaps. But we've got to have our defensive tackles really take on those trap blockers and squeeze it down.
On first down for Smokey. Give ahead. And we hem him up for about a yard or two to about the 22-yard line. He gets a lot of yards after the first contact, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. But I tell you, that was a really good job out of the defense, and that was the defensive end and Cheryl Rathbone, the defensive tackle, really squeezed down the oncoming trap. They pulled backside guard and tackle with them, and they squeezed it down, allowing the outside linebacker on that play was Garrett Holland to make the tackle.
They'll go I formation right here on second and eight. Give again. Hitting the backfield and taking down for a loss right there. And
blitz. That was a Heath Stevens right there.
It was Heath.
And that was an inside blitz package that we had success in the first half. And that's exactly what we've got to do is in situations like that where they're going to try and go off tackle or to the outside is get that linebacker through the hole unchecked to where he can run down that ball carry, and that's exactly what Heath Stevens did.
Good defensive play call right there. 8:43 left, 18-7 here in the third quarter. Smokey faced with a third and 9.5, just outside their 20-yard line. They'll split two receivers out to the right side and operate out of the gun. Looking, Tom throws, incomplete. It's fourth down, and Smokey forced a punt. It'll go three and out right here.
Great coverage out of the free safety. Austin White did a great job and was on the hip pocket, and then Dalton James forced a premature pass as he was out in the coverage and flats and charged up onto the quarterback. So that was a great defensive stand out of Pisgah.
Polk leads 0-7-3. East Henderson now 36-7 over Tuscola. Brevard 26-10 over North.
Did you just say 26?
For who?
Brevard.
Brevard leads 26-10.
Holy
yeah.
Holy smokes.
Here's the snap. Kick is away. A knuckleball. Inman fields at the 45. Midfield. Now cuts back and in trouble, and he'll go down right there. 8:08 left to play here in the third quarter. It's 18-7. Back in a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL. Canton.
Character counts in the automotive repair business, and your reputation is the most valuable tool in your garage. Singleton's Automotive is celebrating 15 years of providing the people of Haywood County with reliable service and results they can depend on. Singleton's Automotive is an official Napa Car Care Center, staffed with ASE-certified technicians offering all levels of auto repair, and they even have shuttle service. Car care with character. Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway in Canton. Call 648-8300.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Well, on back-to-back carries, Kyle Bloom gets us a first down. The 7:32 left to play at the 40-yard line of Smoky Mountain now. Pisgah driving.
Just got an update from Larry Harbin. It is Bavard 32, North Henderson 10.
Third and inches for the Bears.
Hmm. One receiver out to the left side, wing to the left in an I formation. On third and short, give to Bloom again. He's got the first down this time. I thought he had it last time, but he definitely gets it right here. Now some jawing going on. I don't know what happened right there, but
just a little after, you know, action that they were trying to bring him down. The whistle blew, and the body just kept going. It's hard to let a guy go, even though you hear the whistle. You got him locked up. Your job is to get him down
to the
ground.
That's right. That's how you're taught.
No harm, no foul.
First down for the Bears on the 39-yard line.
One receiver to the left side, offset eye formation. Bloom again on the carry. He'll pick up to about the 35-yard line. So a lot like West Henderson, Bloom getting a lot of carries here in the second half to start.
And he runs behind his pads. It's downward, forward lean. And when you make contact with him, he's going to pick up because he's running behind his pads. He's going to pick up an extra yard to 3 yards every single time.
Already down to 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Offset eye formation again. One receiver to the left side. Here's a give to Dakota. And he gets up close to the 30-yard line. He'll be about a yard shy. It'll be third and one and a half coming up.
Again, a great run out of Dakota. And that was he had initial contact on him at the line of scrimmage and bounced off of it and kept running behind his pads and forward and dove and got picked up about an extra two and a half yards. I like that kind of hard-nosed running.
Emmons splits to the left side. They'll go bunch with two tight ends and a wing. Bloom gets the carry. Bloom has got the first down, I believe.
By the spot, if it's a left-footed spot, by the far line,
he's good. Yeah,
and he is.
5:47 now. 18-7. Your score. Smoky leads at Pisgah driving. They've got the ball at the 28-yard line. Swain leads Rosman 34-0.
Hey, they're smashing it, boy. It's just this isn't fancy. This is just mashing, telling you guys get behind those linemen and linemen. You push.
I formation. One wing to the right side. Josh Nolan keeps. Josh Nolan to the 35. He'll pick up about three. It'll be second and seven. Got to score in this possession, you feel like, with the tempo the way it is right now. Not a lot of possessions in this game so far, so you feel like you got to score every time you get it now.
And not a lot of passing.
No, we haven't thrown it all in this drive. I formation again, one wing to the right, split receiver to the left side. Here's a give to Kyle Bloom to the 20. It'll be third and two.
Kyle Bloom, the ball carrier. Get on that tackle, Noah Kosnick.
Dalton James comes up a little bit gimpy, but he's going to stay in the huddle as Kyle Bloom comes out. Dakota King goes in. 4:36 left to play. Third quarter, 18-7 your score. Smoky leads. Edmund to the left side. Offset eye formation. James is your wing to the left. Dakota King gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage and a nice tackle at the 20-yard line.
That's by Pulowski, the defensive coordinator at Western Carolina's son. That young man is a football player. I mean to tell you, that brought everybody up here in the press box. That's a football play right there.
Fourth and two. He hit him well. Pisgah will go for it. Emmons to the left side. This is a big play in this football game. I formation. Snap. Give this time to Bloom. Bloom is going to be stuffed shy, I believe he is. And Pisgah will give it up on downs.
And on that tackle, play new pattern.
With 3:45 left, Pisgah down 18-7. Smokey gets the football back. Franklin 35-0 over West Henderson. Asheville 21-0 over North Buncombe. Robertson 20-3 over half at over Reynolds at halftime. And now a whistle and a flag at the 20.
Here's the problem: if we get the ball back, we're so out of sync right now with our passing game. You know, we haven't really thrown the football. Now you're going to have to generate that passing
game. You're
going
to have to, yeah.
Because that clock's against you.
Yeah.
You need two scores.
Yeah. So second, first and 15 now for Smokey, back at the 15-yard line. With 3:45 left, a turnover would be good right here. Two receivers to the left side, I formation again for them. Three and outs. Last time for Smokey Mountain. Give ahead. He's got a hole at the 30-yard line and gets blocking downfield. The 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and he scores. No flags. With 3:31 left to play in the third quarter, Smokey Mountain adds six to their lead. It's 24-7.
I'm speechless. Because we had, here's the back coming at you. We had a linebacker step in there, and instead of getting to the running back, he wants to take on blocker, and the guy goes right by him. He can't even get a mitt. Nobody touched him.
No.
Nobody touched him.
Oh, I know.
That's Blake Smith.
Snap, spot, kick is down. And it's good. 25-7, your new score with 3:31 left to play here in the third quarter. Smokey Mountain leads. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Silva, 3:26 left to play, third quarter. It's 25-7. Smokey leads it in and returns to the 40-yard line. You're going to have to start throwing the football now.
You're three scores down.
Ball spotted just outside the 40-yard line to the 41.
Ball spotted on the 41-yard line.
One receiver out to the left side. Wing to the wings either side. Bloom gets the carry. Bloom for three. It'll be second down. Make it two. It'll be second and eight.
Tackled by Trey Fisher.
Clock continues to roll with 3:11 now. 25-7 your score. Smokey leads this one.
Second and eight.
After the big play by their tailback, they push this lead. Roland splits to the right side. Dakota King gets the carry for about a yard, and a flag goes in, and that's an illegal shift against Pisgah. This will back them up.
Tackle by Trey Fisher.
So it'll be third down and seven coming up. Pisgah's got to get something going on offense here to stay around.
Fans, it's third down.
Him and out to the right side.
Now he's got a one-on-one with this guy.
Two wings and an eye set. Play action, looking, throws deep downfield, a pretty nice ball. Emmons down there, and Emmon, incomplete, almost made a tremendous catch down there, and he comes down hard. It'll be fourth down. He was one-on-one coverage. The ball was thrown under a little bit.
Well, it was underthrown, but the quarterback, Josh Nolan, just held on to it too long. He rolled him out. If you're going to run him on it, Emmons fast. He got down there real quick, and Josh couldn't throw it that far. He threw it as far as he could throw.
So Pisgah on the punt again. So quickly, Pisgah goes three and out here. And we'll take a timeout after this play. Here's the punt. Fair call for at the 20. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Smoky Mountain High School. 2:19 left to play. 25-7 is your score. Smoky leads this. When they get the football back after the punt at the 21-yard line, they'll start their next drive from right there. Hendersonville 35-10 over Thomas Jefferson. Andrews leads Cherokee 14-0. Brevard 32-10 over North Henderson.
Wow.
So Pisgah will have their work cut out for them next week if Brevard continues to play like they're playing tonight. That game at home. Final regular season home game of the year. High formation, two receivers to the left. They give, no, quarterback will keep. He steps out after a 5-yard pickup. It's second and five.
Drew Londo and the keeper.
Clock stops at 2:11 in the third quarter.
Forced out of bounds by Josh Nolan.
25-7 is your score here. And Smoky Mountain able to do the things that they wanted to do in their game plan tonight. They wanted to come out and run the football. They have. They've done an effective job for the most part in stopping the Pisgah run game. They played a good game plan tonight for them.
They got a great game plan. Both sides of the football.
High formation, give to their tailback. He splits the middle again. He's at the 40-yard line. Now he's got one man to beat at the 40, 35 at the 30, shoved out at about the 22-yard line.
I don't know what to say, but you got Matthew Emman that just reached out and tried to grab him. And this kid goes down the field. This is the pitcher that is the way we play defense most of the year.
Smoky Mountain got the first down at the 23-yard line with 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left side. Tied into the right side. They'll go I formation on first down. Snap. Give again. Off the tackle. Not much right there. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down. And here comes another late flag. We saw a lot of this last week. We'll have to check this one. And that'll go against Pisgah, a dead ball late hit. Boy, I tell you what, as far as those kinds of things go, we've not seen the likes of that like we have this year either.
No, that's just, you're losing your cool. This is signifies the way this season has gone.
So they'll give them half the distance to the goal line. Up just outside the 10-yard line now. It'll be first down for the Mustangs.
I hate to say this, but Pisgah right now has surrendered. I mean, there's no other way to say this politely. They surrendered.
Two receivers to the right side.
play action, rolls right, looking, time, throws. It's going to be picked off, I believe, by Pisgah. I believe he knows he's going to be out of bounds. And you got Austin White, give him some credit. Good coverage right there. They'll rule it incomplete.
Fastball is incomplete.
And it'll be second down.
Boy, that could have been a motivating factor right there. That could have been a momentum changing, but we can't let the ball, we can't run the football. When we get it back, we gotta chunk it.
Yeah.
And right now, they're about ready to put on some more points.
Two receivers split to the right side. They go two in the backfield and an eye. On second and 10 from about the 13-yard line. Pitch out to the left side. He's got a little crease right there at the 5, and he is going to be down at the 1-yard line. No, he scores. They give him the touchdown. He scores. So Pisgah in a world of trouble right now. .122 left to play here in the third quarter. It's 31-7, Smoky Mountain.
If I'd have told you that, with
I wouldn't have believed you.
They would have put 31 points and we only have 7.
I wouldn't have believed you.
Okay.
Snap spot, kick is down, and it is good. 32-7 your score. Smoky Mountain leads it with 1:22 left to play in the third quarter. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football. Here at Silva, 1:22 left to play now. Smoky Mountain leads 32-7. Scores from around the area. Inca leads McDowell 21-14. Hendersonville 35-10 over Thomas Jefferson. Franklin 35-0 over West Henderson. Here's the kick. It's a pooch kick again up to about the 40-45. Close to midfield is the return. If this is going to have any chance here in the fourth quarter, they're going to have to start throwing the football down the field. Down by, what, 4 scores now? .46-yard line is a spot moving from left to right. Black Bear football. He's hoping we make some adjustments at halftime. That obviously hasn't worked out so far. Kyle Bloom gets the carry. Kyle Bloom's got a first down up to about the 40-yard line. He's run well in the second half.
Kyle Bloom, the ball carrier.
They'll give him the 41.
Well, Bloom is still out there playing, you know, all out.
First down for the Bears from the 41.
There's a whistle and another official timeout.
Timeout Mustang.
Now they'll give it to Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain timeout. We'll keep it right here as we're way ahead in third quarter.
First Citizens Bank.
On our breaks.
The Mustang Athletic Booster Club and Simply Tees. Thank you for your support.
Pisgah football on WPTL, sponsored by Big Black Lead Sponsors, Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Carolina Pot and Gun in Midwest Haywood. Also by Jukebox Junction Soda Shop, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Drive Car Wash, Jones Auto Body, Midway Medical Center, and Singleton's Automotive. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276 in Bethel. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football. That's brought to you by Carolina Pot and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, the Seal Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live on the web or join us in the morning at the Jukebox. First down and 10, Pisgah. After the timeout at the 41-yard line, one receiver to the left side, wing to the left, offset eye now.
Man in motion from left to right is James. Looks, throws out that way. It's going to be incomplete, intended for Emman right there in the flat.
I don't understand. They try to throw the stick route, and Josh just can't get the football. I don't know if there's a problem with Josh right now in throwing the football, or it got batted, or what.
41-yard line is the spot. From the 41-yard line. Kyle Bloom gets the call again. Kyle Bloom to about the 34, 35-yard line. It'll be third down.
Tackle by Alec Bowers and Trevor Baldwin.
Clock running, and we're not throwing the football.
College football, Syracuse leads West Virginia 21-9. That was 6 minutes left in the second quarter. One receiver to the left side, wing to the left, and now a flag comes in. It's either encroachment or a false start. It'll be false start against Biscayne. This will back them up five. So what was a third and four will become a third and nine. Wheels kind of falling off, huh?
Well, it's falling off, and we're in a dandy Don Meredith moment right now. Fat lady singing. She's warming up right now.
Third and nine now from the 40. Emman to the left side. They'll go I formation with a wing to the left. And another to the right. Play action. Steps in the pocket. Throws left sideline. He wants Emman, I believe. Emman's got it. Caught! Touchdown! So a nice little play call right there. Gets back on the board. It's 32-13.
And what they did was they ran a hitch and go. Gave Smoky Mountain a little taste of their own medicine. When they scored right before the halftime, they ran a hitch and go, and a beautiful pass by Josh Nolan.
Emman just left his man, too, to go get that.
Maybe the fat lady's only warming up in case.
It'll be a big comeback. That's for sure. 10.1 seconds left, I believe, on the clock. Snap spot kick is up, and it is no good. He pushed it to the left.
Come on.
The extra point attempt is no good.
32-13, your new score. Pisgah gets back on the board. Still down by a good lot here. 21. Make that 19. Excuse me. You got another quarter to play. I mean, if you start throwing like that, maybe you'll have some success. Robertson leads Reynolds 27-3. Asheville 36-0 now over North Buncombe. Those games are in the third quarter. Been a lot longer third quarter than it was in the first half, particularly at the end here.
Now you scored, and it's just as flat as a pancake over on the Pisgah side. They just all standing there. They're worried. If you look, you know, looking through the binoculars over there, I don't think they know what hit them yet. Good teams, they know. Look, man, like we're coming back. But you don't see that.
Here's the kick, nice and deep, and it will go into the end zone. That's where he gets a touchback. So Smoky Mountain will start from their 20-yard line with 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Pisgah down 31-13. They'll spot him at the 20-yard line. Two receivers to the left side, I formation. Wing to the right.
No.
And now we jump offside. They're going to call that a false start against
Smokey, they must have twitched in there, so that helps. It'd be first and 15 now. They'll back him up inside the 15-yard line, just inside the 15-yard line. 32-13, your score, 10 seconds left here in the third period. Two receivers left. Gives straight ahead. Boy, there's nothing there as we hem him up.
Josh Nolan.
He'll lose some yards.
He just came on a blitz from the outside, and, I mean, he was heading right towards Blake Smith. He wasn't caring. Quarterback could have taken that bootleg. He had zeroed in on Blake number 28 for Smoky Mountain. Good play out of Josh Nolan.
It'll be second way long when we return. That's the end of the third quarter. 32-13 is your score. Pisgah down. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Smoky Mountain High School. Second long coming up for Smoky Mountain. After that drop for a loss, they'll go I formation, two receivers to the left. They'll hand ahead, picks his way out to the outside, and comes back in, tackled at about the 22-yard line. Shy of the first down. It'll be about a 3rd-and-8 play coming up now for the Mustangs. Pisgah desperately needs to get the football back here.
Blake Smith, but again, it's the same play that they have been running. It's a lead with the pulling guards. It's a power play. And what our defensive end, Kyle Bloom, did that time is he gets inside and he starts into that hole and then he darts back outside. And our guys are committing inside. And they leave the blockers and they get in front of the blockers and shoot that inside gap and they lose their leverage.
Two receivers to the right side. They'll stay in the eye on 3rd-and-7. Pitch out to the right side. Tries to bounce it. He'll be tackled. Back at the 35-yard line. A good tackle out there.
Dalton James.
By Dalton James, I believe.
Tackled by Dalton James.
And it'd be fourth down, so Pisgah can get the football back here. Started the third quarter down 31-13.
There you go, big guy.
Excuse me. Inman will be back deep to receive.
Back deep for the Bears, number 5, Matthew Inman. Official timeout.
Now they'll wind the clock. You're going to let it wind all the way down. Here's a snap. Rolls out to the right side, and he shanked it off the right of his foot. And it'll go out at about the 41-yard line. So good field position coming up now.
Absolutely. A lot of pressure. Heath Stevens got in there.
The ball is spotted at the
Brevard 33-10 over North Buncombe. Murphy 35-7 over Hayesville. Franklin 49-0 over West now. Here it's 31-13. Pisgah gets the football back at the 41-yard line. Start of the fourth quarter here. They'll go Wildcat this time. Dakota King carries out to the right side in a lot of trouble. Now he'll come back the other way. He's got running room down here if we can get some blocks. And now he'll try to look at the other side, but nothing doing. And he'll go down at the 46-yard line. A loss on the play of about 6.
They got that sniffed out of the Wildcat. They're just, what they're taking is they're taking their outside contained man and flying him upfield. Not coming in at an angle. He's just going straight up into the backfield. So when King starts there, he's got a man that's out there looking almost parallel with him. Forcing him, you either going to go bounce this thing, this run deeper, or you're going to cut back up into our traffic.
We'll split two receivers to the right side and two to the left. On second and half, 14 here. Back to pass, looks, right side time, throws, incomplete, intended for Dalton James. It was high. It'll be third down.
Dalton James falls incomplete. Coverage by Trevor Baldwin. Fans, it's first down.
One, two, three. So about third and 15 again here. They'll break the huddle with 12 on the play clock. One receiver to the right side is rolling.
You're in four down. You got to go four downs because you need three scores.
Back to pass, looking, looking. Throws middle, caught Emmon. Emmon on the screen. Emmon's got a first down, and Emmon's got more than that as he gets all the way up to the 25, 26-yard line. It'll be first down coming up for the Big Black. On the little screen play that works.
Nice little slip screen, middle slip screen. Emmon come from the far left-hand side, straight up behind the center, caught the ball in the middle and just took off and had open territory to pick up the first down. Good play called by Coach Preston.
Had a big time, too.
And a good pitch and catch by the junior quarterback, Josh Nolan, and the senior, Matthew Ewing.
27-yard line is a spot, two receivers either side. Heath Stevens is back in the backfield. Josh Nolan will keep. Josh Nolan will run. Josh Nolan, close to first down yardage as he picks up nine, and there's some shoving over there. And a flag comes in, and who's that going to be on?
That's going to look like Josh.
I think so, too.
Josh had to go and bump on the guy. Nope.
And this is going to go against Smoky Mountain.
Oh, we got a break on that one. Cause, boy, when he threw the flag, Josh had bumped, pushed him
something,
back.
Yeah. So that helps. 8:55 left, 32-13. Piz has got the football now inside the 10-yard line.
Presley was looking at Josh like, that better not be on you. Josh said, I didn't do anything.
One receiver to the left side, two double tights to the right. Unbalanced line. Here's a gift to Bloom. Bloom. Not a whole lot there, maybe to the seven.
Kyle Bloom, the ball carrier. Tackled by Trevor Baldwin and Evan Cagle. Second and goal.
That clock is eating us up.
Ball is on the 7-yard line.
You can't waste any more time. You got to throw the football. I know we're close. You've got to have stoppage in this clock because it's already down to 8:19.
Two wings to the left side. Dakota King is your tailback, and he gets the call. And Dakota, I believe, is in. Touchdown. 8:09 left to play fourth quarter. Pisgah has drawn it to 32-19 with the extra point. They can cut this lead to 12.
No, you don't need to go for two. Kick the extra point. Okay, good. Here comes the kicker. Because you still need two more touchdowns.
You need two touchdowns. You can lead it with two touchdowns. Franklin 49-0 over West. Murphy 35-7 over Hayesville. Brevard 33-10 over North. Rory's extra point through the chute. 32-20 is your new score. 8:09 left to play. Pisgah down 12 now. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, restaurant and soda shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light. the healthy junk food place.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Back live to Smoky Mountain High School, 8:09 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 32-20. It was a 32-7 ball game, I believe, Chuck. Now we've climbed back into this deal.
But that clock is now our enemy. It's 8:09 left in this football game, and we've got to get a stop and get two scores. So that means we've got to make two stops.
Here's the kick. Fielded at the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. To the 32, 33-yard line.
Kick returned by Michael George.
Well, the Pisgah defense will go back out there. On a cool night here in Jackson County, 32-20 your score. Pisgah down 12.
The Mustangs take over first and 10.
One wing to the right side. I formation for them. We'll load up 6, 7, 8 in the box and show blitz. Give bounces to the outside, to the 40, to the 42-yard line before he's run out.
Blake Smith, the ball carrier.
To pick up 6 yards. It'll be second and 4, I believe. You got to give Pisgah some credit for cutting this lead like they have. Back in it.
Our defensive ends have got to keep contained. When he darts in the middle of the line, you got to stay right at that spot and not let him back out.
High formation, one wing to the right side. Snap, he'll give ahead. And he'll get a first down up to about the 46-yard line, 47-yard line. Still in Smoky Mountain territory. 7:48 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Pisgah down by 12. East Henderson leads Tuscola 48-7. One receiver to the right side. Wing to the right. Tight end. He'll go I set. He'll get to their tailback, and he doesn't have a whole lot of running room there, so he'll be tackled.
Everybody.
For no gain. It'll be second and 10.
Parker Bailey. Garrett Holland. Austin White got in there. Had a bunch of them. They're pinning their ears back. Hey, they're selling.
Nothing to lose now.
Nothing to lose. You got to go get it. That clock's running.
Mitchell leads Madison 48-14.
Pisgah with all three of their timeouts. And the clock down to 6:55.
On second down, they give straight ahead again, and he bounces it to the outside. He's got Austin White to beat, and he does. And he will score, no flags.
Touchdown, Mustangs, Blake Smith.
And that hurts. So with 6:32 left to play, Smoky Mountain back on the board. It's 38-20.
Damn it, quick.
And another flag comes in.
We jump. They call a cadence. We don't even see the ball move. We've jumped 5 or 6 times already today.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Now Smoky Mountain will bring off their extra point team, and they'll go for two after the flag against Pisgah to be conversion for from 1.5 yards out now. Plenty of time on the play clock for Smokey with 20 seconds. 38-20 is your score. 6:32 left to play here in Silva. I formation, one receiver to the right side. Snap, gives straight ahead on the quarterback keeper, and he'll get in.
And the two-point conversion is good.
So with 6:32 left to play, it's 40-20 now. Smoky Mountain leads it. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has been your hometown dealer for fee, fertilizer, horse tack supplies, fall plants and vegetables, hay, and so much more for over 25 years. Be sure to come by and check out the 2011 selection of Pisgah wear. Hats, t-shirts, car decals, and more will get you ready for game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164 or come by and see Ronnie and his staff Monday through Saturday.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.632 left to play here in the football game. Smoky Mountain leads it now 40-20. Had a little bit of momentum back, and we gave it right back up, Chuck.
Well, I don't know what to say.
They're having a hard time getting all their players out on the field right here.
Right now, it's just we are defenses. I'm sitting here looking at a Smoky Mountain team that scored 40 points on our defense. 40. They gashed us everywhere, and they weren't. They're one-dimensional.
Here's a little kick on the ground, picked up at the 20, 35-yard line, out to the 50, to the 40, and out of bounds on that return. So Hunter White gets a nice little return. He almost broke that. But good field position coming up for the Black Bears at the 40-yard line. Make that the 44-yard line. Two receivers to the right side, two to the left side. Snap, wants to throw, looking, pressure from behind. They set up the screen. James makes the catch. And he'll come down at the 40-yard line, pick up 4.5. It'll be second and about 5.5 coming up.
Yeah, they got to go no huddle.
Two receivers either side. Back to pass, left side throws, caught. Inman, 30-yard line and out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 5:57 left.
And that's what you got to do. You got to use the sidelines to stop the clock. You can go down and score, and then you got to go onside kicks.
Spot. Yeah.
I'm thinking this way: score, onside kick, get the ball back. I don't want to put my defense back out there.
Homecoming tomorrow here in Cullowhee, Cats host Citadel. Airtime's 2:00 right here on WPT on the Catamount Sports Network. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Pitch out to the right side. Dakota King in trouble, and he'll get down a loss of about 0.5 yard. It'll be second and 10.5.
We can't run the football. We need three scores.
They'll make it 2nd and 11. Two receivers either side now in the hurry up. Back to pass. He just drops the football. Now he's going to have to try to run with it, and he'll go down out of bounds. Josh Dillon pumped right there, and the football just squirted out of his hands. It'll be 3rd down. As the clock stops, as he went out of bounds. 3rd and 11 here.
It's 3rd down.
Come on, Mustangs.
Two receivers to the left side, two to the right side, one set. Back to pass, looking. Fires down the right sideline. A lot of Mustangs down there, and they pick it off.
at the 3-yard line.
We had two receivers in there, and they're just standing there letting the guy catch the ball. Neither one went up to go get the football.
There's a flag back here at the 42-yard line. That might be a roughing call.
We'll take it.
So it's an illegal helmet contact on the defense here. We'll have to see how that shakes out as far as possession of the ball and that kind of thing. That will give Pisgah the football back after the interception. So you can negate that. Two receivers right, Roland and James. Emin and Wyke over here to the left side. Dakota King is your set. Back to pass, looks, pump fakes, left side throws. He wants Emin. Emin, no, it's picked off at the 5-yard line. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and out of bounds. And they'll give it a late flag here as the interception goes. And pushing and shoving after the play, and we'll sort this one out. Smoky Mountain football, 5:09 left to play in the game, 40-20 after the interception. So a late hit on them. There's been a lot of those in this game tonight. And they'll give him 15 more yards to the 48-yard line. With 5:09 left, Pisgah in trouble. And a timeout for the Mustangs. We'll take a timeout here as well. 40-20 is your score with 5:09 left to go in the game. Smoky Mountain leaves it. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
Midway Medical Center supports the Pisgah Bears. And Midway Medical Center provides your family with quality health care in a friendly, safe, and caring environment. Choose two locations. Canton's office at 30 North Main Street has 4 family physicians. The Clyde facility at 6750 Carolina Boulevard has 5 family doctors providing service even on weekends and evenings. Monday through Thursday until 7, Saturday noon until 2, and Sunday 2 until 4. Midway Medical Center, our family taking care of your family since 1959.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at the stadium, 5:09 left to play here at Silva. 40-20 is your score. Smoky Mountain leads as they get the football back at the 48-yard line after the interception and the late hit. So the Pisgah defense goes back out onto the field. Final score, Franklin beat West Henderson 56-0. One receiver to the right side, high formation. Pisgah loads up in the box here. They get to their big back for about 6. It'll be second down. Starting to get a little chippy out there again. Maybe second and 5 here. With 4:48 left to play, and the clock continues to run.
Second and 5 for the Mustangs.
They'll split a receiver to the right. They'll go I formation on second and 5. And everybody moved before the ball was snapped.
Everybody had the snap count except for the center, huh?
So back Smoky Mountain up 5.
Go
Robertson 27-3 over Reynolds. Asheville 39-0 over North Buncombe. Inca 35-21 over Polk. Over McDowell. Polk 7-3 over Owen. Owen's had a tough year, too. One split receiver to the right side. They'll go offset eye. Snap and give again, and he's met in the backfield. A nice little tackle right there.
Parker Bailey. Sure would have liked to see some of that earlier in the game. A little fire up there.
He got him right there. We needed to a good tackle. It'll be 3rd and 12. Now outside the 50-yard line, back at the 49. Clock moves at 3:35. Hendersonville beat Thomas Jefferson 56-10. Murphy 35-7 over Hayesville. Swain 51-8 over Rosman. Andrews 14-7 over Cherokee. Here's another little hand, and he gets up to about the 44.5, 43.5. And a timeout for Pisgah. We'll take our last timeout here as well. With 3:14 left to play in the game, Pisgah down 40-20. Back in a moment. This is Black Bear Football on WPTL.
People have been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great grandpa Buddy would have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Freeman, it's from the stadium in Silva. Smoky Mountain has a 4th and 7 now. 3:14 left to go in the game. It's 40-20. Smoky Mountain in the lead. And they will punt the football back to Pisgah as Inman stands at his 9-yard line. Snap. And he looked to go for it there. 50-yard line at the 45-yard line, at the 40-yard line, 41-yard line. And why would you make that play call right there?
Trying, you know, doesn't matter. They got three scores trying to get the first down. They were ready for the fake punt, which is good on Pisgah's part. Just didn't work out for Smoky Mountain.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football, brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply and the Single Stop Stores, and also by Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live on the web or join us in the morning at the Jukebox. Two receivers either side of the formation. Here's a throw out to James, and he's got a first down as he's cut down at about the 49-yard line. So he'll run out of bounds at 2:56 and stop the clock to move a chain. Remember our big black lead sponsors, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Carolina Pawn and Gun, and Midwest Haywood. Also by Jukebox Junction, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Drive Car Wash, Jones Auto Body, Midway Medical, and Singleton's Automotive. We appreciate all of our sponsors. There's no way we can put these broadcasts together without their help. Here's a throw out to the left side, Inman. Nothing doing out there in terms of blocking at the 50-yard line. He goes out of bounds after a loss of two.
Tackled by Trey Fisher and Drew Lawson.
Clock continues to move with 2:43. Here's a little screen pass to Emmett, and he drops it before he's cut down. It'll be third down. Emmett's slow to get up.
That's Tom Pulowski, their middle linebacker. That kid's a player. That's all you can say. That's a dick bucket. You come into his area, he's going to hit you. And he's not going to tap you. He's going to hit you.
Third and 11.
So third and 11 now for Pisgah. Two receivers to the left side, him and Gimpy over there. One receiver, two to the receivers to the right. Back to pass to the right side. Throws out there. James has got a catch and a first down as he goes out on the far sideline at about the 35-yard line. Flag comes in late, I believe.
Flag on the play.
They're going to give another late hit against Smoky Mountain this time. We've seen a ton of those here tonight. So first down for Pisgah. Two receivers either side of the formation. Back to pass. Flips one out to the left side. Him and makes the catch and down at the 18-yard line. It'll be second down. With 2:12 left to play here in the game, Pisgah down 20.
We got to take shots. Got to let your line get set, boy. All right, there you go. Got to take shots.
Looks to the right side. Nice throw and incomplete. Rolling on the intended is the intended receiver down there across the middle. Threw a nice ball, but it falls incomplete.
Well, I tell you what, just outstretched from his hands right now with the 1:57 left on the clock.
Third and 11. Ball spotted on the 18-yard line.
Two receivers either side of the set. Back to pass. Rolls to the right side. Now under pressure. He'll come back to the line of scrimmage. Throws off his back through to the end zone. And incomplete. Intended for James in the corner of the end zone. It'll be fourth down.
Coverage by Trevor Baldwin. And that will bring up fourth down.
It's a 1:50 left. Fourth down for Pisgah. So on 4th and 11, they'll spot him at the 11-yard line. 4 seconds left on the play clock. They get it off. Floats one on the right side. We've got a man down there, Rowan. Rowan makes the catch, I believe. Yes.
Touchdown. Good job.
Touchdown.
Nice catch down there. 1:42 left.
He just threw it up on a fly pattern, and he just let – there was a mismatch right there. Rowan, 6'3", against that defender, was about maybe 5'10", so there's a mismatch.
It's 40-26.
Okay. Just throw it up and let the man go get it.
Here's a snap. Spot down. Kick is away, and it is good.
You got an onside kick coming here now.
Your new score, 40-27, with 1:42 left to play. Swain 51-8 over Rosman. Andrews 14-7 over Cherokee. Mountain Heritage 26-21 over Avery. I think that's the latest scores in a half. Murphy 35-7 over Hazel. Hendersonville 56-10 over Thomas Jefferson. Polk 7-3 over Owen. And Inca again 35-21 over McDowell. Here it's 40-27 with 1:42 left.
Boy, if he can.
Here's the onside kick. Takes a Pisgah hop, but they'll field it and down it at the 45-yard line. So they'll spot him at the 45, just outside the 45, close to the 46. The first down for the Mustangs. One receiver to the right side, eye formation. Snap, and the quarterback will keep ahead for 5 to the 50. One of the few natural surfaces we play on anymore. Looks the field tailed up pretty well this year. It'll be 2nd and 6 now. They can just run out the clock with 1:15 left. I formation, one receiver splits out to the left side now. They'll give to their fullback. He'll pick up maybe 3. It'll be 3rd and 3 coming up. Pisgah will take a timeout. So, Chuck, what do you do now after this loss? Where do you go from here?
This is a difficult. This is a very bitter pill to swallow right now because you had so much riding on it, and you got to give kudos first to Summit Mountain. They played great football. They had a great game plan. What we thought the light turned on offensively, it just went away from us within 7 days. Last Friday, we were very explosive offense, and I don't understand. I mean, I thought, you know, you just got to do some soul searching, and you got one game left, and you got to go out, you know, you got to try and go out and win that thing, obviously. You know, this is a hard one to swallow. We came in allowing close to 38 points a game, and Smoky Mountain scored 40.
Mm-hmm. One receiver to the right side. They'll go eye set again. On 3rd and 3. And now Smoky Mountain will call a timeout as they try to get us to jump off sides right there. Asheville 39-8, final over North Buncombe. East Henderson 48-13 over Tuscaloosa in the 4th. Polk and Owen. Owen made it a game 20-17 is the final.
Also want to thank Arby's and Zaxby's for supplying food tonight for the hospitality area. Again, thanks to Arby's and Zaxby's for supplying the hospitality.
I spent all week fundamentals, defensive side. I don't care where you line up. We're going to work on tackling. We're going to tackle all week long. We're going to teach people to get off blocks real quick and not stay on blocks. And we're going to tackle. And we're going to go back to that again to fix that defensive side. That's all you can do. Offensively, you got to sit down and evaluate everybody.
3rd and 3, I formation. Give to their tailback and up to the 38-yard line. They've got a first down, and that'll do it. Corey Valentine on that tackle with 44.6 seconds left, and now move the chains and move the clock too. 40-27. Smokey goes to a victory formation here. We'll take a knee, and that will do it. Let's go ahead and take our timeout. Be back in a moment with our postgame show. Your final score tonight, Smoky Mountain 40, Pisgah 27. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list.
Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Cheer. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Scores from around the area: East Henderson 55-13 over Tuscola in the fourth. Asheville 39-8 over North Buncombe. East Henderson 48-13 over Tuscola. Polk 20-17 over Owen. Mount Heritage 26-21 over Avery. Andrews 14-7 over Cherokee. Swain 51-8 over Rosman. Murphy 35-7 over Hayesville. And of course, Hendersonville big over Thomas Jefferson. Let's take a time out here. Be back in just a moment with more. You're listening to WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
I'm talking to motorcycle lovers. The dyed-in-the-wool, find-me-a-stretch of twisty, turny back road. Nothing is too good for my bike, motorcycle riders. You know who you are. Is your insurance worthy of your bike? Unless you're riding with Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance, you can't be sure.
Contact Bill Clark at 167 Park Street in Canton to find out why so many riders are making the switch to Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance.
My Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, recommend approval, product discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. No. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside. At Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
It seems that most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, we have several saving products to help achieve your goals. For short term, our regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, we have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. We even have a Christmas club for seasonal money needs. Check us out at 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville, insured by the NCUA.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
out at Smoky Mountain High School. Pisgah, a loser tonight, 40-27. Chuck, real quick, you've got some stats.
The only stat you need to know is total yardage for Smoky Mountain.
586.
Well, that's with all-purpose yards. 472 yards, 438 of it rushing. Listen to this. Blake Smith for Smoky Mountain rushed 25 times for 316 yards. 316
yards. Well, I knew he had a good night. No, was that good?
It was good, wasn't it? We had 295. It was all around a complete disaster. We laid an egg, and just, I don't know what to say about it.
You come back next week against Brevard. That's a home game. Pisgah and Brevard will determine whether or not Pisgah goes to the playoffs. If Pisgah wins, they'll most likely get in. They will not have a home game. They'll most likely get in. If they lose next week, Pisgah will miss the playoffs for the first time in a long time, over 10 years. To be sure, I would think. So it's been a long time since we've been a 2-7 football team.
Well, we know the way Brevard played against North Henderson tonight in the scores, that they just eliminated North Henderson because they'll drop down. They're 0-2 against the 2A teams. Now Brevard is 1-1. And Brevard, you know, Brevard and Smoky played in a one-point game.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one-point game.
Yeah.
And we have issues. I mean, this is like a broken record, but we just have issues all over the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started to move a little bit of the football towards the end when we started throwing, but we, you know, it was, first of all, you got to give credit to Smoky Mountain.
Sure you
and
do.
Their coaching staff. Coach Napert and Coach Briggs, two college football coaches, had an incredible game plan against Coach Presley and the Pisgah Black Bears. Defensively, they forced them with the cover two and playing linebackers out, that they had the outer thirds covered, and they just relied on, you know, Tom Pulaski in the middle to be an animal. So they, what they did was, they weren't going to throw the ball in the middle of the field. They were going to make sure you were going to throw in congested areas when we threw the football. So it was difficult for us. And Pulaski was just a beast throughout the whole game, and they just physically whipped us at the point of attack. Offensively, they ran four plays. And they were, you know, powers. They ran a power, toss sweep, and then they ran the isolations. And when they pulled both guards and had, you know, on the powers, they were pulling backside guard and tackle, and they were leading with the fullback, so they had three blockers. We just did not do a good job all night long taking on those blocks, and we lost leverage, we lost containment, and Blake just bounced in there, and if he couldn't get up in there in that wedge, then he bounced back out, and we had people sucked in the middle, and he'd just go around the end. A lot of missed tackles, a lot of yards. I wonder how many yards he's gotten off of, you know, yards after
first
contact.
Yeah,
because, I mean, we were tackling high, and he was getting an extra seven. Several times, we still haven't touched him. And, I mean, that's just a tremendous game plan out of the Smoky Mountain coaches. And, but we have, we just, as, you know, the coaching staff got to assess what we're, you know, who we got, and got to reassess. And you got to go, and somehow you got to regroup this team, and that's going to be hard, because this is a devastating loss.
Yeah, it is.
This is a major, major loss to the program, because that puts us overall now at 2-7. The 2000 team was 2-8, and you know, and since I've been here, 2004, people have said they'd never want to go back to that, having that type of year at 2-8. That's one thing they just don't want to do. We're on the verge of that. Because the best that we can finish now is 3-7. Worst we can finish now is 2-8. If we finish 2-8, we're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't see how we can get
in
the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't see how. I don't think you can either. I think that's exactly right. We'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show. Be back here at the stadium for our final time against Brevard at 6:30. It'll be our airtime as Pisgah takes on Brevard in that rivalry. For Chuck Feeberman, it's Chad Upton here at the stadium, and Tim Hodges back in our studio. Until next week, so long.
You've been listening to Pisgah High School Football, live on AM 920 and streaming on the web at WPTLradio.net. Join us all season for Pisgah Black Bears action, home and away. And come back tomorrow morning at 8 for the David Presley Show, live from Tupac Junction in Bethel. For more Pisgah football on WPTL.